This, you or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Welcome to the Don and Mike Show. It's me, your old buddy, Rob Spuak. And if you were listening yesterday, and if you weren't, shame on you. Okay. You heard Mike leave a little early. He cut out at about 5:15 or so Eastern Time. And he is still feeling a little under the weather today. And per his request, we're running best of today. He didn't want us to come in and do the show without him. So, don't sweat it. Everything's going to be fine. Everyone will be back in their places with bright, shining faces on Monday's episode. So make sure you tune in. You'll hear the whole story, and trust me, pretty entertaining. All right? So until then, sit back, relax, and enjoy. Leave the driving to Joe. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Right.
Guess what we're going to do now?
Have some fun.
Super Reverse Jeopardy Groaners.
I'm ready.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
But we don't have time right now.
Okay.
Because we have something happening in, Green Bay.
All
for Green Bay,
Not sure.
I'm sure that this stinks on ice, but is well-intentioned by Super Don and Mike listener Dennis Lyon, who's the guy who was quoted in the Green Bay newspaper this week.
Oh, yeah. Saying nice things about the show.
Yeah, a big supporter of the show.
Yeah.
Anyway, he emails Beth Ann. Want to let you know that our Don and Mike rally begins in 2 hours.
Cool.
Sent this a couple hours ago. Sounds like we'll have a tremendous turnout for Green Bay anyway. I'll let you know how it goes.
Good.
I don't know what good this will do to go to the radio station.
That's better than not being missed at all.
Sure, let's call this guy in his cell. He doesn't know we're going to be calling.
This will be good because rallies, I know from experience, can be effective.
True.
Yes,
thank you, bud.
Hold on. Made me laugh and lost my place there.
I am the wall.
336.
He looked like one. Wait till you see the pictures on the website.
That's his cell. And then tomorrow.
Back in the railroad in 1892.
Big H mustache tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Big A.H.
Hey.
No, I know.
We know what you meant.
Although
A.H.
wasn't
A.H. No, but he would either wear the mustache or he would be referred to as A.F.
Hello?
Ass father.
I think I just hung up on him.
Well, that's
what
sort of
jerk.
Rude. Maybe he's disappointed with the small turnout. I'm embarrassed.
Now, come on. We're all going to come down there. I'll have Danishes on the side. Cups of cocoa.
Cheese Danishes.
You want some eggs before you march?
Hey there. Now let's
have some eggs.
Let's see. The guy doesn't know we're going
to
call him.
Requested from this line has yet to be activated.
Hold on a second.
All for sure. All for rally. All for rally race car.
This technology is really a poser. I can't seem to get my cell phone going.
Got it.
Now we're going to make contact with the guy.
Wrong line.
Make sure you put the antenna up on that there.
Oh, you wouldn't want to be having no bad reception then.
Got it. Yeah.
Can you hear me now then?
All for Brett. All for Parker Tractor.
All for rallying at WNFL.
All for the Groners.
All for not answering your phone on the second ring.
Here we go.
All for Billy.
Hello, is this Dennis?
Dennis?
Oh, you know what? they keep hitting the delay.
Oh.
No, I don't think that's it.
No?
You don't think that's it? Why is the light off then?
No, that light doesn't work anymore.
Jesus.
Remember,
because
now we've got a minute, we've got a day and a half of delay.
Well, why does the guy keep hanging up on us? He can't hear us, obviously.
That's the problem.
I'm going to try and get him on there.
Yeah,
go ahead. I need to get
him. Hey, how about that? That's like the... That's the busy signal. When they say get lost.
Enough already. He's on
the
phone.
Why is it ringing?
Well, the beep means he's on the phone with someone, probably trying to call you.
Oh, no, I'm trying to call Beth Ann.
Oh, well, then she's on the phone with probably Joey Behar.
I thought that only happened on cell phone. Are you calling Beth Ann's cell phone?
No, I'm calling Beth Ann on her regular old Rockford Files phone.
I didn't know Rockford Files phones made that.
Hello.
There she is.
I was just trying to call him for you because I thought you were, like, messing up numbers or something.
Hey,
listen, he's not feeling real well today, okay?
Yeah, watch it, okay?
He doesn't mess up numbers.
You watch it.
Do you want to do this? Do you want me to do it?
I've got a man working on it right now.
Hey, Dennis, it's Rob from the Donovan Show.
He's got it?
It sounds like it's been handled.
Taken care
of. Okay.
Hang on.
Oh, yes, and goodbye. You just heard every conversation I've ever had with Beth Ann, good, bad, or indifferent. Mike's always heard the end when I say after we get done talking, okay, goodbye then. And Mike says, what was that? I say, she hung up like...
She doesn't say goodbye.
No, she just says, okay, I'll get on that. Boom!
She's very busy.
Yeah,
very busy.
Phone. And here now from Green Bay is Dennis Lyon. Dennis?
Hello.
Dennis, you're on the show.
How many thousands you got at the rally, Dennis?
Well, I'm just heading down there myself right now. The activities aren't slated to begin until 4 o'clock, so if the crickets are chirping already, I can't hear them yet. I'm not sure.
So it's 4 o'clock Central?
4 o'clock Green Bay time.
4 o'clock our time, yeah.
About a half an hour. Realistically, Dennis, how many people do you expect? And we appreciate it.
Yeah, we do. Whatever it is. We really do. Whatever
the fact that you're going to go down to the radio station in Green Bay and see what you can do. How many people are you expecting?
Well, to be honest with you, I've only got about a dozen people that have confirmed that they will be there.
Mm-hmm.
However, the Green Bay Police Department informed me that without any type of a permit or insurance policy or anything like that, we can't have any more than five people walking around protesting, demonstrating, rallying, whatever you want to call it, at any one time.
Separate groups.
So what are you going to do, Dennis?
Well, you can have two massive groups of five and then a splinter group of two.
And plus stragglers.
I think that's what we're planning on doing, is having a couple of groups of five and just keeping enough space in between them.
Yeah, so
what is the plan of operation to get... I know the ultimate goal is to get our show back on your station in Green Bay, and we appreciate that. How do you plan on attacking them via protest?
Just by being out in front of the building and drawing a lot of attention to it. I've noticed.
Do you have a sign, Dennis? Do you have a sign that you're going to hold up?
Yes, I do.
What's the sign say?
Well, actually, mine is a little more generic. It just says, "Variety was the spice of life." There's a few other people.
Now,
that
I would just have to say, listen, Dennis, I'm not for that. On the off chance that, like, a reporter for the supermarket newspaper would show up, you know, the one you get free?
That wouldn't get any TV time. You need something more violent.
And,
well, what do you want me to put on there?
And you gotta have our names in there somehow.
Yeah.
But it
absolutely
can't be you're upset about the variety on radio. Who's not upset about the variety on radio?
Yeah.
No, I'd be happy to put your names on there as well. That's not a problem.
Well, did you have any other choices before Variety was the spice of life?
What are some of the other signs?
Well, some of the other signs that people are making, I know there's WNFL, Why Nobody Freaking Listens. Let's see, what were the other ones? Just some simple ones, you know.
How about one that says, we'll castrate myself if Don and Mike are not put back on WNFL and you're there with a nice big machete?
Well, I'll tell you what, guys, I really enjoy the show, but I don't know if I'm ready to make that serious.
Right, well,
you
don't really castrate yourself. You're just something sensational.
That's right.
I mean,
dramatic.
That's what rallies are for. It's all about getting the attention.
Have you thought about throwing...
so what?
I'm a hypocrite. I live with it.
Welcome to the show.
Have you thought about throwing animal blood at them? You know, like a PETA thing?
We've thought about it, but we didn't have the money for the permit.
Yeah.
All right, but here's the chant, no matter what happens when you're down there. We're here, we're queer, we're not going to listen.
All right, that sounds like a good one. I had one that I came up with.
Oh, okay.
They're switching to an all-sports format.
Uh-huh. Yes.
No more jocks and dykes, we want dons and mics.
Okay, listen, I think we're here, we're queer. We want
you're
the
definitely
show
committed to this rally?
Pardon?
You're definitely committed to the rally, and it's not like maybe too late to turn it off?
No, we're committed. We're going to go forward with it full bore, as foolish as we may look.
You will. You
know, as much as we may be spurned by the community, we don't care. We want down to my
Now, why
back.
Would you mean, now, what does that mean, spurned by the community?
No, that's not.
Well, I've got a couple of phone calls at my place of business, people stating that they wouldn't do business with me.
Why? Well, now that stinks. What's your business?
They're all cowards. Nobody's ever left a name or a phone number.
Hold on.
What is, radio station.
What is your business? I mean, you know,
I sell commercial and residential security systems.
Okay, then how would people know to call you to screw with you?
You never spent any time in Kansas, did you?
No, I have not.
Just kidding.
How would people know it's you, then, to call you and harass you?
Well, it's a pretty small town, and there's been a lot of posting on various message boards, and there are some people that know who I
message
am, and
boards.
There are people at the radio station that know who I am.
You ready for the pepper? Are there going to be
message boards?
Any babes? Are there going to be any babes down there?
I would imagine if there are, they'll be bundled up in blaze orange hunting suits, so we won't get a chance to look at them anyway.
That is good. I like that. Yeah.
You've got signs. You've got a chant. Do you have pitchforks and torches?
Do you have a torch?
I don't have a torch or a pitchfork, but I do have a gaff that I use for ice fishing that I can carry around.
That's good. Is like that. What's that movie with...
From the Old Men?
No. The gaff. The guy that kills the... all the kids with the gaff.
You need that.
I know what you did last summer.
Oh, that's it. Way to go, Dennis. Thanks for the tip in.
And what is that? Are we talking about the same thing? The stick that almost looks like Captain Hook's hand on the end of it?
Yeah, it's got a little handle on it.
Use it to pull fish through the ice or over the fence or whatever.
Very cool. A gaff. Use it on boats, too.
How could we have forgotten this? Is there any chance you could wear a hockey mask today when you're down there?
Yeah.
To give you that Jason Voorhees look?
I don't have one of those. If you guys had made that suggestion earlier, I probably could have picked one up.
I think the gaff is great. Now, the parka that you're wearing, because it's cold up there in Green Bay, it doesn't happen to have a hood on it, does it?
No, but I do have one that I keep in the back of my truck that I can switch to.
Fantastic, because if you have the gaff and you have the hood...
But then look like an executioner.
That'll be kind of scary.
If you get any TV coverage...
I'm not kidding you this time.
If you get any TV coverage, can you laugh maniacally?
You mean like a...
Yes,
yeah,
more.
Like that. Yeah. That'll be perfect.
Try it again, Dennis. Give us another one.
I think that's the best we're going to get. That'll work, Dennis. That'll work.
Let me gauge if you're going to get any TV coverage in Green Bay today. Let me see. Are any stoplights out?
No. However, one thing that is working to our advantage is Midwest Communications shares a building with the local ABC affiliate, so it's pretty much a softball for them. All
very good. But a separate company?
But are they in bed together? I mean, do people from this ABC TV station do stuff on any of the radio stations?
No.
We'll see that, but Don, what he's talking about is proximity, which we know.
Right.
In local
front,
news, the land of the lazy.
Right.
You know, it'll be perfect.
Then you're going to have more than two separate groups of five.
Yeah.
You know those weasels from the radio station are going to try to have you arrested. You're prepared for pepper spray.
Yes, I sampled it, and it's really not that bad.
Good. All right. So your rally is slated to start in roughly 20 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Now, with no offense, Dennis, you sound like a wonderful guy, and thank you for your support. Would there be anybody who's a bit more media-friendly who could be the spokesperson for...
Yeah, because I think what we want Dennis to do, we've established it, Dennis simply has to laugh maniacally with his hooded slicker and his gaff in the background.
And would there be any way you could get any sparklers? 4th of July sparklers?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I have some at home, but if I were to go home to get them, I wouldn't have time to get back to start at 4 o'clock.
Dennis, will anybody be providing food for the rally? Will there be a table set up with coffee and donuts?
No, we want to be hungry.
Ah, that's right. Me mean and hungry.
Mm-hmm. Can we do anything to invoke the ghost of the Chief Vince Lombardi? Do
you Lombardi!
Think that would help?
You know, sure. How about if you got a sign that said Lombardi's pissed?
I'll tell you right now, Midwest Communications.
I could draw one of those up real quick.
Very good.
Yeah, get some others.
You got about a dozen people that are going to be down there. They say you can't have any more than five, so there might be some controversy.
Yeah.
And you're also telling us the message boards are hot as Hades, huh?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yep. You ready for a melee?
Well, Dennis, we're not sure how much good it's going to do, but we sure appreciate the support.
Well, we do. No kidding.
You know, the main goal is just to get you guys on in Green Bay somewhere. We don't care if it's another station that picks you up or whatever. We just want to draw enough attention to it so that somebody out there might realize, hey, what's the harm in picking up a radio show that's been on the air for five years and has an audience.
You've crystallized our slogan for the show. For all the affiliates that we pitch, it's Don and Mike, what's the harm in trying it?
Exactly.
I think that's a perfect way to sell the show.
Yeah. Who am I to tell you again? It's not my life. For the Green Bay Melee, which should be your name today, the Green Bay Melee.
What do you want to call it?
The Melee in Green Bay.
Uh-huh.
The Melee in Green Bay. I like it. I believe that what you should do is threaten yourself. In some way. You don't want to threaten anybody else.
Right.
Now, listen, no one's going to believe I'm going to hold my breath until I... However...
Pins. Get pins. And stick yourself with pins.
Well, no, he's got the gap, and Don's right. He doesn't need to hurt himself.
No.
And we know he's really not going to hurt himself, but the threat of it will draw TV coverage. Like you say, you know, my name is Dennis, I miss Don and Mike, and I'm going to put this gap right through my eye.
There you go. You know, maybe that's a bit harsh.
Really? You want to soften it up a little bit?
I'm gonna lop off a couple of toes. Of your own toes now.
Right.
You know, for every 10 minutes I have to wait, two more extremities will be cut off my body.
Very cool.
Sure, I've got some wire snips. I mean, what do you need the baby toes for anyway, right?
Right.
And
do you like to mail them into the show after I cut them off?
Imagine this. You cut off one of your toes. And then you go up to the front of the radio station.
Yeah, with the toe still dripping blood.
And you write in blood.
Yeah, you use the toe like it's a Sharpie.
That's Malay in Green Bay.
The Malay in
there
Green
you go.
Bay.
Don and Mike all the way.
Get a picture of him. Well, Dennis, we certainly appreciate you risking your life for this show.
I'm feeling pretty confident that they're going to get waylaid by the Malay in Green Bay.
And that's all because of the message boards.
That's yes,
right. That's what did it.
They're on fire.
The message boards, they're on fire.
Yes. 12 confirmed, but who knows how many total. We gotta find out how many are there.
Mike, I will be sure to update everyone there as to what takes place.
If the message boards are involved, I would imagine they'll have upwards of 9 people there.
Excellent. Looking forward to it.
I think at least 9.
And if this doesn't go well, Dennis, it was a pleasure knowing you.
Yes, Dennis. Good luck.
Well,
and thank you for your sacrifice to our show.
I certainly appreciate doing anything I can for the cause.
Well, I know it doesn't mean anything to you, just like it doesn't to us, but they tell us that the network... Okay, the network has got some interest with is it WDUZ? Is that a station in Green Bay? Okay, that's one.
The does.
Does. Anyway, I guess that's one of the stations that they're talking to.
Yeah, we're not even on the station yet. We start putting it down already.
Is that a
listenable station in Green Bay, Dennis?
Well, they broadcast on both AM and FM.
Good.
So,
I think that would guarantee there's not a chance we'll be on that station.
Well, what would be nice about it is it would actually give us a chance to hear the show outside of the city limits of Green Bay due to the FM side.
That's good. It's lots of fun.
All right. Well, listen, you and your internet buddies have fun.
We support you 100%, Dennis. We truly do.
Yes.
And remember the hooded slicker with the gaff.
And the laugh.
Attica.
It's toes, then it's fingers, then it's ears, and then if they won't listen, you know, think about having children, if that's important to you or not.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if you get where I'm going
with
this.
Do you really want to raise a child in a city with no Don and Mike?
Splatter yourself all over the evening news.
And if that's the case, if you don't want to raise a child in the city without our show, well, I think you know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Move to where the food is.
Move to where the food is wrong.
When you're on TV, you pull it out and you... Just like that.
That'll be, you'll be on world newscast.
Network news.
It'll be incredible. Quite a gap.
What a nice alternative be if I just threatened to do some trimming?
it's all or nothing.
That's not a threat. That's a tease.
Yeah, I think the latter might be even more disturbing.
All or nothing.
All
All right. I start with the trimming, and if that doesn't get any results, I go on from there.
Hey, I got a question for you.
We go down to Dennis outside the studios, and he's got a Norelco trimmer in his hand.
Hey, Dennis?
Yeah.
I got a question for you. We've been canceled in Green Bay about a week.
Yeah.
Do you miss the Groners?
Yes, I miss the Groners very much.
Do you really, Dennis?
Absolutely.
Wow.
That's good.
What is it about the Groners that you like, Dennis?
I particularly like Mr. O'Meara's response to the Groners.
Yeah, Mike hates the Groners.
All right.
Mike hates the Groners, though.
Well, they've been playing with me all day, Dennis. I wish you could hear the show. They're toying with me, saying they do have them, they don't have them. They didn't do them at the beginning of the show.
They got
the announcer saying, like, you know, nasty little line, like, you know,
where are they?
Well, Mike,
oh, no. Michael O'Meara.
What, Dennis?
Mike, all you need to say to them is all or nothing.
Oh, God, everybody wants to play.
Groners? Or nothing.
See, Mike, there are some people who can't get the Groners who wish they could.
Right.
So you should be grateful.
Yeah, I'm grateful.
Okay.
Dennis, thank you, my friend.
Hey, thank you, gentlemen, and hopefully you'll be back on the air here soon.
Thanks, Dennis.
I hope we will. I don't think through your efforts, but we do appreciate it.
No, that's all right.
Thank you, and goodbye,
I got
then.
Better to do anyway.
Good day. Right. Good day to you, sir.
Thanks, Dennis.
We said
good day.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye, then.
Now, boy,
he's trying to help us.
Mike, I know he is. His heart's in the right place.
Man.
Hello. A.M. Probably where we'll end up.
That's the movie you guys are going to star in.
Ass Man.
Hey, I'm having a rally to support the show. Okay, goodbye, then.
Ass Man. Hello,
we're the Ass Man.
Here's Mike's mother. We're the Ass Man of radio. We act like asses to and fro. Come tell your problem. We say, go to hell. Yeah, and ask.
Mike,
and we say we're doing well.
Dennis should read is,
What?
I think the perfect sign Dennis should have is Donna Mike is the variety, or spice of variety, or variety of spice
that
of
is
whatever
perfect.
That one is.
Yes, right. You've nailed it, sir. Good thinking.
Here's the question I have for you. Why weren't you laying in my driveway at 120 yesterday?
Because you had a four-legged animal there.
Oh, my God.
Because why?
Because you had a four-legged animal there. This guy is just rapid fire. There he goes.
Thank you.
Hey, I was thinking about this, and I thought I'd tell you because I'm so ass man of radio.
And we'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Hello there. Are you two heading for Las Vegas?
Yes. We're going to score.
Oh, well, I hope to score big there myself. I'm mostly going to be doing the slots.
Yeah, I'm hoping to do some slots, too. Yeah, they have a lot of slots in Las Vegas.
Oh, there's so many slots, we won't know where to begin.
Whoa. Hey, buddy, this chick is pretty cool. She said there's going to be tons of slots in Las Vegas.
Cool. It's so nice to meet young men who are so well-mannered.
The Don and Mike Show.
Eric, who's on the line? It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Also about TV. Yesterday we had the guy from the commission,
Michael Chiklis.
Michael Chiklis.
Right.
We tried to call my Earth Dog brother.
Right.
So he wasn't there. We left him a message.
Chiklis did.
Leaving the show last night, I get on the phone. It's my brother. Oh. He says, "Did you call?" I said, "Did you get the message?" "What message?"
Yeah.
I said, "It's a message from the commish, you know, from the guy on the Shield." He said, "That is my favorite show of all time."
Great time, man.
Of all time. So now, hold on. Let me see if he's going
to
be there.
Was he going to make an effort to retrieve the message? I mean, we obviously left it.
Well, he says he didn't get it. He just saw that there was a call missed.
Oh, well, he may have heard
but
it
I've
by
got,
now.
But I've got the message. We can play it for him.
Good. Glad someone has it on tape.
Oh!
Hey, dude.
Hey, you're there.
Hey.
Now, here he is, everybody, live from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
My real-life brother, Jim. Jimmy.
Yeah.
Now, where were you yesterday when we tried to call you and we had the guy from the Shield on the phone?
Probably doing errands.
Yeah.
What errands?
Why?
What errands? Mike, he could do that. He could do that at home. I don't think he was doing that out driving around. What errands were you running, Jimmy?
I had to go to the post office.
I see, Mike. He wasn't smoking weed.
Like that.
What?
Picking up a package at the post office, right?
Yep.
What else?
Had to go pick up some prescriptions.
Yeah.
Went and got gas.
Right. All right.
Yeah. Went and got a carton of cigarettes. pack of zigzags.
See,
there you go. Very good. I just had a feeling the way he was talking about it. You know why? You know why I did that? Because he hesitated at first. What were you doing right here? Oh, I don't know.
Oh, man, I'm happy, though. I get to go back to work tomorrow.
Oh, very good.
All right. Don't fail that test.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. No. Anyway, here's the tape of Michael Chiklis. Yesterday, this is the message that he tried to leave for you. And you didn't get that on your cell, the message, Jimmy?
No.
You never retrieved it?
Nope, never got it. I listened to my messages yesterday about an hour before you called me, and there was no messages.
Oh, that stinks. Well, let's hear it now as if it was the first time.
Yeah.
Let's see if you like the message.
Here it is.
If you don't, let me just try this real fast.
Calling your brother?
Yeah,
brother is going to be thrilled, you know.
Well,
you gonna call you bro?
Yeah, I'm gonna put him on the spot if you don't mind. And I'll say what I guarantee if I say what's your favorite show in the world. Well, he's an idiot. He could answer.
He lets you down on Donald Trump.
But I know he loves the Shield.
Jimmy's talking during this.
What, Jimmy? Jimmy?
What?
Are you talking during this tape?
No.
Yeah, I heard him in the background. He was saying something.
I thought I heard him as well.
This is a tape, so you're going to hear Don's voice.
And Mike's voice. As we talk about you from yesterday. Jimmy? Yeah.
You didn't want me to talk.
Now he's quiet.
Okay, don't talk. Just listen. Right. It's about 1 minute long. Here we go.
Name's Jimmy.
Hey. Michael,
he's Jimmy's from Wisconsin. He drives a cement truck.
He's not as suave and deboner as we are. He's more real. Jimmy, you just talked.
No, I didn't. I'm breathing.
It sure did sound like you, sure did sound like you said something there, dude.
Yeah. Aaron's make Jim sleepy.
Hold up. What is this? Don screwed up. Jimmy's tape deleted.
What the hell is this?
That's not possible.
Hello, Jim.
Yeah, hey, Don.
Yes, how did I screw up?
Yesterday, if you go back and check your tape when you were leaving that message, it asked you if you wanted to leave a message, and you hung up on it after Chiklis had already left his little voicemail.
What? Come again, little brain?
Yesterday.
I know that's what your mom said, but really try it again. Come again, little brain?
After Chiklis left the message, the recorder asked if you wanted to leave a message, and you hung up on it. So I don't know that the message
got
recorded.
Doesn't it just leave a message automatically?
We got Jimmy's voicemail, and it said leave a message.
He began at the beep.
Then I pressed the button that gives you options, as if you want to leave it with urgency and everything else, and just bailed after that.
When you were bailing, it said press a certain number. I think it was 3 to leave a message, and you hung up at that point.
So you mean the message that was originally being left on my brother's phone was not being left on my brother's phone?
Right. So if you've got it on tape, then you've got it, but he wouldn't have it.
Hold on a second. How could it be that we call his cell phone and it says, hey, I'm Jim, I'm not here,
beep.
Leave a message, and then there's a beep?
Right.
Well, U.S. Cellular has that lady beep in and say, yeah, leave a message, press 1. Or
hold on.
You mean at the end of the message you got to press a button?
Yeah, or you could just wait, I think.
Hold on, who are we talking to?
Leaving a message or leaving numeric number.
Okay, that was Jimmy,
yeah.
As opposed to the other guy from California who's trying to call me a dummy is named Jim as well.
But with all messages, I mean, don't you either wait for the beep or you can hit a number and leave a message. And then after the message is over, you can
just hang up the phone. Yeah. You don't have to hit a button.
Hey, nowadays, voicemail is complicated for us.
Well,
No, not mine. No, listen, little brain, I'm positive about this. You can call anybody's cell phone.
Well, we'll have it on tape.
Wait, is U.S. Cellular...
You got it on your tape, but Jimmy doesn't have it.
No, I'm saying we will have on tape whether you're right or wrong.
Hold on, let me get to the end of this tape.
Yeah.
Okay. It's at the end.
Oh, okay. And how come you didn't call yesterday to tell me this then?
Hey, I'm working. I'm busy.
I swear to God. You know what, you little brains? Someday I'm going to go out. Someday I'm going to buy a gun. No, I'm going to borrow a gun from my brother.
That's right.
And I'm going to drive around the country to all you little brains that just sit around and, like, crawling up my underpants,
trying to bite me on the butt. I'm going to shoot you all right between the eyes.
Shoot you.
I swear to God.
And then you're going to have a bacon on a biscuit and let's ride.
Be a good publicity stunt.
Burning daylight.
God damn. I hate being critiqued by morons. I swear to God I do.
Not
you people
good.
Are so stupid. At least
we're
I'm smarter than you.
I'm here for you, Don. I'm not critiquing you.
Oh, yeah. You're my man. Yeah.
Well, have some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
Listen, here's the thing, dude. Even if I did screw that up, you know, don't embarrass me like in front of everybody. You know,
I'm just trying to help, Don.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have a good day.
No, hold on a second. If you're right,
oh, okay.
I'll give you a prize. Hold on a second.
No, you won't.
Now. Oh, hold to me. Might. Yeah, there's another phone call.
Huh.
Right. Hold on a second. Here's Chuck. Chuck.
Yeah, what you did was, at the end of the message, it said, would you like to leave another message and delete the message now, and you hit something.
Oh.
And then
I'm sorry, something ain't gonna, you know, you don't qualify as a critiquer if you're just saying something.
I know I never do. I'm from Sacramento.
Of course.
Hello, Roger. Don and Mike.
Now they're getting all moist out in Sacramento with this discussion.
Roger.
Yes.
What?
Hey, that's Michael Chiklis talking on the tape, not Jimmy. Jimmy's being quiet.
Oh, is it really?
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's him yesterday. He was saying, what's his name? What's his name?
Well, wait a minute. Maybe,
so
you know what? Okay, now you've embarrassed me. Ass. Now I know how Don feels.
Hello, Jim.
Yes.
Yes. What?
Hey, this is another Jim calling in. The last Jim that called in and was trying to bust your balls over the phone call.
Yeah.
And trying to say that you had to press a number to leave a message.
Yes.
He was crazy.
Thank
just,
you.
All that call
oh,
said
shut
was.
Shut up. God.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Now, you know what I did in all that? I hung up on my brother.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
That's all right.
He has U.S. cellular. What's that?
Exactly. That's the source of our problem, I think. It's the press-a-button cell phone.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
I always think you leave a message.
Beep, talk, hang up.
The only option to push is you
hey,
can
dude,
push
I
it.
Hey, dude, not
to...
hang up, so don't accuse me of screwing this up.
No, he okay, said he hung up on you.
I can't run the phone line there.
Let everybody back
all
the
I
gotta
off. Do is flip open and my phone's on.
You know, I got 3 days until my next acupuncture. That's all I want to do is make it through the next 3 days, all right. And then I'll be fine as wine. Now, let's listen to Michael Chiklis, your favorite TV star.
That's
you
what
ready?
I've been waiting for.
Gotcha. Here we go. Maybe you can leave him a message.
Sure, what's his name?
Jim Source.
Jim, it is Jim.
It's Jimmy. Call me back or try and call you back.
Got his machine.
Hey, Jimmy. Listen, it's Chicky. What's going on, man? What are you doing tonight? Are you hanging out? Are you going to go and have a few beers? What's going on? I don't know. I know what you're doing tomorrow night. You're going to be sitting down watching The Shield at 10 o'clock Tuesday night on FX. Right, Jimmy? Come on, Jimmy.
All right. Thank you, dude. Hold on. This is going to be great.
To enter a telephone number where you can be reached,
no, you
press 1.
No, he'd love that.
A voice message, press 1.
That's too. Listen, thank you. That's too great.
Cool. My little voice message press 2, and it sounded like. Now I remember that tone. We can pick up the phone right now and match that sound and see if you hit 2.
Well, hold on. Pick up what phone?
And it said to leave a voice message, hit 2, and I heard a tone. You hit a tone, and by matching the tones, we will know once and for all whether you hit the right key.
Okay, Jimmy.
What?
Hold on. That's 2.
That is 2, and I think that's the one we heard.
It hit 7.
Okay, yeah, no, 2. I think he hit 2.
Yeah.
If we go back and listen to that at the end, it matches. And that, no, but it's important.
I understand.
It's important.
I understand what you're doing. You,
it's petty, but it's important.
You're helping me. I appreciate it.
Play the tape back and hear the tone.
Okay. That's 2. Back it up again. All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's 2.
Not quite the same note.
That's 7.
What's
2? 7.
Try 1.
1.
That's lower.
2. All right, here's your register. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They sound the same to me.
Yeah, okay.
7, 8,
no,
9,
not.
Pound, 0, star, or backwards.
Star or 9, I think.
That sounds like 6 to me.
Excuse you.
Sorry.
Excuse you.
I think it's either pound or 9.
Whatever. Jimmy, did you like the message?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that was cool.
Good. Okay.
That was Chicky. He gave you his nickname, which is Chicky.
Yep.
Can we
get, I'll be watching him tonight.
Can we get Jimmy a copy somehow so he'll have this forever and ever?
Yes. Would you like that for your own cell phone so you could put that on your phone and then press 1 or press 2 or press whatever number it is and actually have that on your cell?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. You got it.
The tape, incidentally, would doctor the tone a little bit. The tone would not be absolutely precise. Well,
you could doctor the tape. Yeah. Let's listen one more time.
All right.
But first, remember, here's 2. Here's 7.
Okay. Can I hear 6? Here, let me hear 2 again. And 6. Okay.
Yeah. 2-6, 2-6, 2-6, 2-6.
Now let's hear the tape.
Yeah. 2-7, 2-7, 2-7. 2-6, 2-6, 2-6, 2-6. Now the tape.
I don't recognize it.
You don't recognize it?
It doesn't sound like any of the numbers you hit.
What about this?
I recognize that.
What about that?
I think it's either 9 or pound.
All right, Rob thinks 9 or pound, 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 9 or pound.
You said 9.
Pound.
What?
I think it's pound.
See, the phone grid is set up. The notes get higher on all three rows, so
as
it's the high
note. Smaller.
The big numbers get bigger.
7, 9, star, duty. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right. Hold on a second. Let me see how good you are at this.
Okay, well, I can only guess.
Well, tell me if I'm going forwards or backwards.
Okay.
Okay?
That's declining. That's probably, is that 654?
That was pound, 0, star, but yes, it was declining.
Declining, going from right to left across your radio dial.
Okay.
That's also
the same thing.
That's also declining.
Oh, just added a row.
Okay.
What about this one?
You went down.
No, you went up.
I went up, then I went down.
Seven.
No discernible pattern.
Winner.
Do you want to see if the pound sign matches? Because I think it was pound sign.
I don't want to waste any more time.
This game was easier with rotary phones.
Well, there's a guy who says he knows telephone tones, and his name is Igor.
Of course,
it's Igor.
Hey,
hi, Igor.
Hey, fellas, the note on the tape is a G, and you guys hit a 3 and a 9, which was a G, which is the same number.
3 and a 9.
Yep.
Okay.
But
well, thank you.
My pleasure.
Igor.
Thank you, Igor.
My pleasure.
Yes, master. For calling. I certainly hope you have a chance to call us again sometime.
Yes, master. Yes.
It's Igor.
Segment brought to you by U.S. Cellular.
Don Mike. Hello.
You have it in your town.
Jason.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
You know the beep that happens after he says, please leave a message after the beep, and you get that beep noise? You hear that at the end when he says push the button
to
hear that noise again.
No idea. Thank you. Enough of that.
No. Yeah.
Listen, JPS, you happy with it?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. What do you got planned for today, Jimmy?
Just hanging out, getting my work stuff ready for tomorrow.
Right. Got some more errands?
No.
Maybe
I got
nap?
All of my errands taken care of yesterday.
No got the errands? Zigzags.
And how's your dispute with your neighbor going about the driveway?
Oh, man, that's just crazy.
Okay, well, what's happening?
I don't know, I was wrong.
I didn't know he had a dispute about the neighbors.
Next door to us, we have a church.
Bringing it out of him. He lives next door to a church now. My brother lives next door to a church.
Well, you know, it's not good to have disputes with people at Wisconsin churches lately.
No.
Oh, this guy's just a holy roller.
Yeah, boom, boom, out go the lights.
Well, he's a jag.
That always gets me when... And of course, they're all awful. When something like that happens, the crazy guy with the gun goes into the church.
Right.
But I got to remember, there's a part of me that even like when a tornado hits like a church, everybody's in the church and stuff. Just those poor heifers.
God is not pleased.
What do they think?
Mm-hmm.
What must they be thinking? They're in church.
Right.
And some guy with a gun comes and shoots them, or a tornado comes. I mean, in my God, we're talking about God at approximately the same time as we did yesterday,
well,
but I don't care.
Time.
But every day at 3:30.
Yeah.
But I would think at that time you would have a license to be pissed. But by the time you got upstairs, you know, and you're there with holes in you,
well,
and you say,
might,
hey, listen,
it actually might be a very fast ticket.
Yeah.
If you're killed while you're in the house of God, you go right up there, you know, no matter what you
could
did.
Could be a smiting.
Could be cool. Could be like our, you know, our Megadon.
Might be. What do you think, Jimmy?
I don't know.
Okay. All right, well, good talking to you. Do you have any words of wisdom for us?
Don't fight with the preacher.
Don't fight with the preacher.
Good advice.
All right, Papa, don't preach. All right, I love you, you big retard. I'll talk to you later.
All right, I'm done.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye,
bye,
damn dummy. Bye-bye.
Much like your sibling rivalry, you got to get that last one in there.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Phone call.
He is an um-dumb. He's the um-dummiest. Hello, Don and Mike.
He was fighting with a preacher.
Don, Mike, Radio Gods.
It's something to do. He was telling me about it over the weekend. Something about he's got some shrubbery that goes over the entrance to the church, uh-huh. And there's the issue of beer cans.
Good versus evil.
I think he described like a blow-up kiddie pool in the backyard that I guess is full of beer cans. I don't know, something.
His yard.
Something with the cans getting
not
tossed.
Not the churchyard. Right.
Yeah, in his yard, but the cans
right.
Somehow work their way over into the church.
That's chock full.
In the driveway, there's all kinds of evidence that he's been there. I'm not sure exactly what's going on.
Is it the pond that's full of beer cans? Did he finish his pond and fill it with beer cans?
This is a separate area.
Okay.
A separate area.
She has a pool and a pond.
You don't want your beer cans in a pond.
A kiddie pool.
Don and Mike, go to break and go to traffic.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Now, you kids are probably saying to yourselves, hey, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get the world by the tail and wrap it around and pull it down and put it in my pocket. Well, I'm here to tell you that you're probably going to find out as you go out there that you're not going to amount to jack squat. You're going to end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river.
The Don and Mike Show.
The big and the pretty. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Mike.
Oh, Kitty.
Yeah.
D, not T. Oh, hello.
Okay. Hey, guys. I was wondering if you caught Real Sports this week by chance.
Oh, you know what? I know what you're going to bring up. And yes, I did. Of all things, they're doing a thing about that guy that used to play for the Sacramento Kings who was so pee-whipped.
Ah, yeah.
Doug Christie.
Thank you, yes.
You know who they brought on and interviewed? You know that chick? She was always real nice to our show. That chick, a real good-looking chick that's on the morning show out there. Remember every time we go to KH, every time we go to Sacramento?
Oh, you mean the lady that was our greeter
that
one time?
That chick that would bring us to the airport and would drive us around and tell us what a jerker that Mike Remy, the program director, is.
Right.
She was being interviewed on this show, I think, by Larry Merchant, you know, a real journalist, like about why Mike Bibby or is that
Doug Christie,
why his wife wouldn't let him be interviewed by real female reporters.
Right.
And I use the word real female reporters because I have no doubt that this lady, Jody's her name.
Jody.
She's definitely a lady. I don't know if she's a reporter.
Well, yeah.
But I can
understand why his wife might be a little jealous.
But it was funny that I know where I saw it. I saw it up in Atlantic City on HBO over the weekend.
Real Sports.
I was just flipping around, and it's a story.
So is the subject all about Doug Christie's wife?
Yeah, and boy, is she a piece of work. Because the whole interview was done with them holding hands together.
Sure.
And every time that he would ask Christie a question.
Holding hands, a leash, same thing. Yeah.
His wife would answer.
Right.
Every time his wife would answer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he very rarely got to say anything.
So did he come across as being what he, you know, appears to be?
Kind of
PW the whole time?
Yeah.
Worse? Yeah.
Oh, I got to see it. Wow. That's one thing about Real Sports. You get a chance to see it 50 times.
He flashed a signal to her in the stands during a game 60 times for the game they were at.
I keep forgetting about the dumb signs.
I heard that.
But the thing that you'll love, thank you for the call. The thing you'll love the most, Mike, when you see it, though, is the beer girl that comes to the airport to pick us up. Jody, what's her name?
Yeah. That's before she was on the air, right?
I don't know.
I don't think she had a regular gig on the air at that point.
I really don't know.
I'm not sure.
I thought she was promotion.
I don't know.
I thought she was promotion.
You can go a long way in radio when you're pretty.
She's the chick that shows up at the airport, the KHTK, a KHTK car would give us beer and stuff, and then would always say what a jerk her boss was.
Didn't she join us for that 16-hour drive out to the Sacramento Valley Amphitheater?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I believe she did.
She did.
When it went on and on, we're like, you know, you're kidding. The theater's really in Los Angeles, right? phone
Hello.
Call.
Don, not on my show.
Don and Mike, I just want to tell you guys how much I love you.
Thank you. Hold on. Jody Bacon.
Ah.
That's the chick's name.
Is that her name?
On the screen. He's put on the screen. I remember seeing her on HBO.
Well, we ought to get Jody Bacon on the show.
Oh, no. I don't want Jody Bacon on the show. Jody Bacon wanted the producer's job, the job that Beth Ann got.
Oh, okay. Really?
Got a package from her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not a package.
She sent you a package?
Yeah. Send me a package of all of her dirty underpants. Send me a package of bacon.
Good to be you.
Jody Bacon. But it's funny, she's being interviewed by Larry Merchant, who was a real honest-to-God sports journalist.
Yeah. If I remember correctly, when she picked this up at the airport, she'd had a bit too much evening the night before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Every time she's picked us up at the airport, she's had a bit too much evening.
busy lady.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Shannon, is that your name?
Yes, put that's on the screen? My name.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi, how are you guys? Oh, that was a good question. Don't hang up on me.
Okay.
I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous, Shannon.
Right. Shannon in the morning.
Shannon.
I want to tell you guys that your voices are so sexy.
Okay.
Thank you, Shannon.
Okay.
Well, welcome, my boy.
You're out. Hello, Simon.
What's the matter with you? You used to enjoy that. There was a day. I'm...
That whole...
Hold on a second. That was a very strange... Rob?
What?
That's it. You're not allowed to spend the weekend with Don anymore.
Why? It's got nothing to do with him.
Or does it?
No, yeah, yes, or does it?
Yes, I'm beginning to worry.
I mean,
there was a day
why
on this show...
Why her away so
you
quickly?
Just, you
moving, moved, I am moving the show on.
No,
I'm
no,
the show on.
No, there have been times in the past that you've gotten calls from women that have said, you know... Hey, how are you? And I'm concerned. I'm very concerned about that last call.
You normally enjoy that compliment.
What's wrong?
Rob says it was good.
It was a good idea.
It's a good idea to move on.
Yeah, we've lost him.
Pesky girls.
Icky girls.
Like, hold on a second. Like what? Like you're going to get laid off that phone call?
No, that's not it.
I don't think so either.
I'm talking about the way that I'm
ingrate.
I'm not going to say anything more.
Ingrate. He's protecting us all from cooties.
I'm just trying to move the show along. I am just trying to move the show along.
My old man would have let me have it right across the book.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Tell me, do you think we have sexy voices? Hello?
Hello?
You're asking him?
Do you think we have sexy voices?
Hell no.
Thank you. What? What?
I called earlier about Robert the Mailman being on the Junkie Show this morning.
Robert the Mailman was on the Junkie Show?
We have a tape of it.
Do we really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hold on a second.
Why does that make me laugh right away?
Oh, that whore. There he is.
I hate you. I hate your big, fat, bald, head ass.
That was Colette, not Robert the Mailman.
Wow.
What was Robert the Mailman doing on the Junkie Show?
And he was trying to get some free rims from one of the junkies that's getting his Chrysler 300 done.
Now listen, I don't want to sound like my friend Big Otto back here, who would say that all black men sound the same. Are you sure that it was Robert Bobby Mailman Adams?
They identified him as Robert the Mailman.
Robert the Mailman.
Because Robert drives a Denali.
Yep. What kind of car was he talking about having?
I think one of the junkies has one of those Chrysler E300s.
Yeah, but no. What about Robert's
Robert
car?
Robert said he had one.
No,
Robert didn't have a Chrysler.
That could have been a fake Robert the Mailman.
Yeah, I think it was.
And boy, I bet
it sounded like him.
Like I said, they all sound the same.
It sounded like he. Coming from you, that means a lot.
All black guys sound the same.
Well, we can find out if Robert calls in.
Oh, and you know, he's like Dennis. He heard his name.
He'll call at 6:30.
Right in the middle of...
Not like Dennis in that way.
Buzz's news. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi.
Doug Christie is also known for purse designing with his wife also. I don't know if you're aware of that.
The guy from Sacramento. No, we didn't. What team did they trade his ass to? They traded him. He doesn't play for Sacramento.
Yeah, he doesn't play for Sacramento anymore.
Not anymore. Okay, bye-bye.
I'm not with them anymore, but I don't really pay.
Nobody knows where he went. Mm-hmm. He's been sent to oblivion.
Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, he's at XM?
Orlando?
Isn't everybody?
I didn't know that XM had a team. Hello?
Basketball.
Hello?
Don.
What?
I had to tell you, I think that you have finally hit menopause.
Why is that, idiot?
Just because of the total disregard when the women call to tell you anything nice anymore.
Listen, can we just get to... You want to get
can't
to the,
you accept the fact? Can't you, you begin to get, accept the fact that there are women out there that find you tremendously sexy?
No. I was wondering if, if over the weekend, did you watch American Idol while Rob stuck cotton balls between your toes and painted your nails?
Okay, now listen, I want to tell you something. That's a private matter between Rob and I.
Look, I don't care how much time you spend with this boy. I'm going to agree with that caller. And I want you to embrace these women that consider you sexy.
That is a private matter between Rob and I.
Sure is.
I'm not going to discuss my toes with you, with him, with anybody.
We can bury all of this. There's a very attractive woman on the inside line for you.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Bobby Mailman.
What's up, Don and Mike?
Hey. Bob.
Hey, Bob, did you go on another show?
I want to talk to the junkie this morning.
Oh!
What?
Oh, Yahoo-ah!
They just about
Hoo-ah!
That's all.
Hoo-ah!
You know I'm your bitch, man.
You've not been on this show enough. You were just on for Black History Month.
Don.
I just played goddamn Xbox with you. Hoo-ah! Hoo-ah!
Don.
What a whore.
Did I give them a bit about going to Japan? That's yours. I'm your bitch.
Ah.
That great bit. That golden bit.
Looking in the wheels.
That golden bit.
I'm working on a bit about Japan, right?
I didn't know that Robert was a radiophile. I thought he was just, kind of into this show.
Me too.
I'm into JFK except for 1 of 3.
Japan bit. It's gold, Jerry. Yeah. It's gold.
And there's nothing wrong with
it. Have you ever been on the Ron and Fez show?
No.
The truth?
I'm your bitch.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. You share us. Well, we share you, I should say, or you share us.
You're not sharing me. I'm not going on the air with them.
No. Forget it, man.
Blast off to Kicksville.
I just want to say something. This is typical, by the way, a black man treats the important person. Who's I feel like baby's mama right now.
Oh,
your baby's daddy.
I'm not gonna go like that, Don.
I've been with you all these years, and now here you go. Some new player.
I'm trying to get something off the show.
Some new player shows up.
PLAYA.
Yeah, some player shows
like
up.
This.
You know, and he's got some flavor.
FLAVA. It ain't like you're at war with them. They're part of the family, right?
Yeah.
I've never heard you sound this wimpy, Robert.
Well, I went to the Lakers game last night.
Right. Yeah. First time in. Have they ever won the season series from the Lakers?
No, they've never been swept by the sorry ass Wizards.
Oh, that's right. The Lakers stink. I keep forgetting.
Did you have your jersey on?
They stink.
Did you have your jersey on last night?
I had on the full regalia.
Mm hmm.
I had on a whole sweatsuit.
Nice.
I was yelling at the crowd, and they were yelling at me.
Sure.
Okay, well, maybe the junkies will want to hear about it tomorrow.
Oh, come on, Don.
Okay, bye, Robert.
Bye.
Oh.
Hey, you know what? Not to mention after Xbox Live.
That's right. Thank you, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mike. After I invited him into my cyber home, that's how that mailman thanks me.
Mm-hmm. Well, one you happy. Finally did that. And haven't you played with him more than once?
Yeah, like 3 games now with him. 3 games with him.
One happy Cletus with a cell phone out.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you?
Hi.
Oh, no, sorry.
Yeah, right, but go ahead anyway, even though you asked us how we're doing.
I know, I certainly apologize. Hey, I just had a quick question. Please don't get mad at me also for asking about old news, but I never heard about how that weekend went with Beth. With Beth Ann, with her promotional weekend.
What promotional weekend are you talking about?
Oh,
cell phones?
Oh, that's cell phone.
It's like a
old news.
Did we ever get an update on how her appearance went?
I asked her.
The most prepared for appearance in the history of broadcasting?
I guess not on the radio, I asked her.
I think she did 2 hours at U.S. Cellular.
Yeah, we can only hope she's jaded now by the experience.
All right, hold on.
I never heard.
Hold on.
Maybe we didn't get that answer. Maybe we should.
Maybe I just... Hey, B.A.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, this lady has an excellent question. That personal appearance that you did, where you had, like, the Jeopardy questions ready and everything?
Yeah, I played Singular Jeopardy.
Uh-huh. How many people showed up for that appearance?
Maybe 50.
Hey, that's a pretty good turnout.
I'm bad.
Good. Yeah. Did you sign autographs?
No, I shied away from that.
Did you... You were asked... I didn't ask whether you shied away from it. I asked whether anybody asked you for your autograph. That's kind of what I meant.
Maybe, yeah.
Well, yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
See,
so,
don't low-key it. You did well, right?
It was fine. We had
and
a good time.
And it did not break your spirit.
That won't be the thing that breaks my spirit.
That won't be the thing.
No.
What might be the thing that would break your spirit?
I don't want to
get into specifics.
Oh, darn.
This is the new best thing on the
come
telephone.
Come to the Eastern Shore. We'll break your spirit. I'm sure.
Thank you, honey.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Okay.
Goodbye, everybody.
It's the new Beth Ann. I got a run mode.
What?
Mm. Busy.
She's
busy.
She's
too.
That's interesting too.
I gotta run.
That's interesting too.
The tactic.
TI too.
That's right. See, but you can't. It doesn't work, Rob. Because what you want to do is you want to spell like to spell Titanic. You spell TITANIC.
Yeah. Right.
It would be wonderful to have T-shirts that just said the first part of that boat's name.
Sure.
Meaning. That's interesting, too.
Right. That's interesting, too.
I know it's covered ground yesterday.
Well, I you don't want to modify the line, but I think it should be, that's interesting to someone.
That would make the word...
Yeah. Make the word, perfect. Because really, you know, why just have one?
How about, but that's interesting... No. B-I-G.
Oh.
But instead, but, oh boy.
Now we're all thinking about the puzzle.
That's interesting to the people, no.
This is all about initials now.
That's interesting to those in Europe.
Or,
hold on, that's interesting.
But I guess that's interesting to someone. Hey.
In Europe.
But I guess that's interesting to someone.
Tiffy, that's interesting to... Hold on, okay,
yeah.
Give it to me again.
But I guess... That's interesting to someone.
Someone.
Or, but I guess that's interesting to those in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, GTIE. Okay.
Suckers.
It is.
It is.
Okay. There you go.
Very nice.
Stay there. We'll be right back, everybody.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
It's just a job, really. You know, something to keep me moving. My real passion is my hobby.
Really? What's that?
I work with retards.
Isn't that a little politically incorrect?
No. The hell with that. No one's going to tell me who I can and can't work with, right?
No, I mean...
We got this one kid, Mongo. He's got a forehead like a drive-in movie theater, but he's a good so we don't bust his chops too much. So one day, Mongo gets out of his cage.
What, they keep him in a cage?
Well, it's just an enclosure.
No, but they keep him confined.
Right, yeah.
That's bullshit.
Well, that's what I said. So I went out and I got him a leash.
A leash?
Yeah, one of those ones you can hook onto the clothesline and he can run back and forth and there's plenty of room for him to dig and play. That kid is really, he's really blossomed.
The Don and Mike Show.
This portion of the Don and Mike Show is brought to you by Head On. Head On products are available without a prescription at retailers nationwide, so... try Head On today.
Like corn, enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
It's the Highway Love Connection that we've not played for a long time. And we like guys in the Don and Mike workout plan to call today.
Now, the guy that was 6'1 and 235, that's just a little too lean.
Would not qualify. He's too skinny.
Yes.
Hello?
Tim.
Butch. Don and Mike Butch. Hello, Butchy boy?
Hello, Butch.
Butch? Oh, hold on. Hello, Butch.
Yeah.
Oh, was that Bruce Willis? Willis Butch?
He was Butch. Okay, Butch. That's the taxi cab driver that drops him off.
All right, Butch. What's your measurements, my friend?
I'm 6'3". 367 pounds.
Hello.
Here we go.
Wow. Hello, 6'3 and 367.
Let's say hi to today's first contestant. let's see. Butch, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Baltimore.
Baltimore, Maryland. Beautiful. Where in Baltimore are you right now? Because you'll need to park your car.
I'm already parked.
Uh-huh. Where are you?
I'm sitting at the Exxon station at the corner of Northern Parkway and Reisenstown Road.
Hold on. You're at the Exxon station where?
Northern Parkway and Reisterstown Road.
Northern Parkway and Reisterstown Road.
Beautiful. Let me see. Butch, who is the celebrity that you think you most resemble?
Oh, man.
Is it Big Mama? I'm thinking Big Mama's house.
Oh, man, I don't even know.
I know. Is it Cedric the Entertainer?
Or do you want to be cruel and say Reuben Studdard? I mean, take your choice. If I was you, I would take Cedric over Reuben.
Well, Cedric's got it going on a little bit.
That's what I mean.
Cedric has. The ladies seem to like Cedric.
Oh, yeah.
Although, I was just going to say, doesn't Cedric the Entertainer look...
Yeah, a little bit.
Who looks more out of place in that dumb movie, Tommy Lee Jones or Cedric the Entertainer?
I do not know, and I'm embarrassed. I do not know why I am attracted to this film.
Because you're retarded. I really are. Even I'm not attracted to that film.
I'm a big Cedric fan.
So am I, and I'm a big Tommy Lee Jones
I
fan.
I know it's going to be a horrible movie, but every time I see the trailer, I can't help but smile just because it looks so stupid.
The reason you're smiling is because you're saying, Tommy Lee needs money.
which will be worse, that one or the Punisher? That's not the name.
Well, I will guarantee you, I won't see...
What is the Punisher.
Very close. I won't see the Tommy Lee Jones movie. I will see the one, because I have kids, I will see the Pacifier.
But
if that's already been, like, number one on my kids' hit parade as far as the movie they want
to see. How great is that?
You know, we didn't ask Butch...
What's that?
We didn't ask him what kind of car he's driving. What kind of car are you driving?
Oh, yeah.
I'm driving a 04 Toyota Tacoma pickup.
Okay.
An 04 Toyota
Tacoma pickup. And what color is it?
Silver.
Silver. Okay, great. And tell us, Butch, would you like to go to, if we get a chick here to go on this flyaway with you, would you choose Vegas, Myrtle Beach, ATL, Chicago, New York? Where would you like to go?
Vegas.
Who doesn't want to go to Vegas?
Vegas is a great choice.
And what are you looking for in a woman, Butch?
Somebody nice. How about
one that's breathing?
we can deal with that.
Yeah, okay. Now, this is important. Does it matter if she has all of her extremities? Could she be
an amputee?
Yes. Yeah.
A double amputee?
Triple. Quadruple.
Quadruple.
Do you care if she's blind?
No, she'd like to have fun, but...
Now, are there any racial preferences? Black, white?
I ain't like that.
You're not like that? So any woman with a pulse...
And Butch...
And a good personality.
And Butch, what is it about you that is so attractive? Because what you're going to have to do is sell yourself here to the women of Baltimore, or more particular. What's the suburb he's in, Mike?
He's at Northern Parkway and Reisterstown Road, so he's just outside. You're off of 695, right?
Right.
Okay. Butch, what is it about you that drives the chicks wild?
My eyes. My character.
Do you have any facial hair, Butch?
Yeah.
You do? You got a beard?
Yeah.
You got the mitts?
No, I ain't got the mitts like Rob.
What you have? You don't have what?
I don't have the mitts like Rob used to.
Okay. Oh, you don't have the mitts like Rob.
You don't have those, right? Well, that's a good one. And you've got very pretty eyes, Butch. And what's your best personality trait?
Make my sense of humor. Far as having fun. I just get along with people no matter what.
Eyes that can spot a Danish at 600 feet.
All right, Butch, we are going to give you 60 seconds on the clock. What you want to do is give you a location. Make sure you announce again the type of truck that you're in.
Try to be as sexy as you can, Butch.
Exactly where you're parked. And let's wait for the chicks to show up in Baltimore. You ready, Butch?
Okay.
Now, don't forget chicks. If you're going to show up, you can't break Butch's heart.
No.
You go on the
date. No, you can't go check him out and then leave. No, you got to, you got to just, you've heard Butch. He's described himself. He's 367 pounds and 6'3".
And I just want to say, if, in fact, the girl, the woman, the chick, the female, the broad, if she turns out to be a real winner, we'll throw out the Hard Rock, Rock Hard prize pack.
That's two dates. So one date, really, to get to know each other.
Wow.
Another date to
Vegas.
Take the road trip.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
367 pounds, all muscle. Here he is from Baltimore. Butch, go, Butch.
Hi, I'm looking for a chick to go with me Las Vegas with me on the contest. I'm sitting on the corner of Northern Parkway and Reisterstown Road here in Baltimore. Look for me in a gray 04 Toyota Tacoma pickup.
Oh, yeah.
You won't be sorry.
You got a few more seconds left.
Oh,
and why won't they be sorry?
Oh,
Butch?
Yeah.
Why won't they be sorry?
They won't.
Why?
But why, Butch?
Oh, because I'm like...
Yeah.
I'm good looking.
You're good looking.
And they're good looking.
And what can you offer today's modern woman? Butch?
Yeah.
What are some of your likes and dislikes, Butch?
Attitude. I don't like all a woman that thinks she all that and all this.
Yeah. Kind of negative, Butch. I was asking what you like.
Hey, Butch?
Yeah.
Thin or thick crust?
Do what?
Thin or thick crust on your pizza? Oh, now, come on. I'm giving you questions. Should be softball questions. Butch?
All right.
Okay.
Butch, what's happening? You're getting distracted. Did somebody show up?
Oh, Baltimore City Police. Listen to me on the radio.
Oh, Baltimore City Police. Female officer?
Yeah. So he's cool, Will.
All right. So you don't have anybody yet?
Nah.
No. Okay.
Butch, ice cream, pint, or half gallon?
Half gallon.
Half gallon.
Favorite flavor?
Strawberry.
Really? Starberry. All right. Starberry, Robert Hillman. All right, going to leave you in play. Hold on there, Butch.
That's Butch. He's out in Baltimore, 6'3", 367 pounds.
Here is Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hey, what's happening, Dynamite?
Hey, Ben. Excuse the upfrontness, but how much do you weigh, my friend?
225.
And how tall are you, Ben?
A mere 5'8".
Sorry. So long, String Bean. Hey, Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello. Steve, how big are you?
350-plus pounds, and all packed in 5 feet, 11 inches.
Oh, hello.
Okay.
Wow. Hi. Hello, fellas.
Hello.
How are you doing? So you would love to be
Watch out. Don't give yourself a heart attack.
You'd love to be able to go to Las Vegas.
I'm just thinking, I'm not allowed to say how you doing, but you said it to me first, so I can say it back again.
That's right.
How you doing, my brother?
How you doing? Okay. hold on a second there, Steve.
I know. I'm all excited.
Don't need the telephone. Hold on a second.
Happy, enthusiastic guy.
Let's go back to Butch.
Hey, Butch?
Yeah.
Have any luck yet, my brother?
None yet. Just all that people blowing a horn at me.
Oh. Let's give that address out again, Mike. Would you please?
Butch is in his Toyota Tacoma pickup. It's gray, and he's at the corner of Northern Parkway and Reisterstown Road. He's in the Exxon Station parking lot. Is that right, Butch?
That's correct.
That is correct. So go find Butch out there off the Baltimore Beltway.
Thank you, Butchy boy.
Nice guy.
Good guy.
And, hold on a second.
We're going back to Steve?
Yeah, I'm going to go back to Steve right now.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
But first. Hey, Michael.
Yes?
This meat is so tender, it fall right off the bone.
Perfect. Thank you, Billy Big Voice. I appreciate it. I thought we were all out of them. You fooled me again. Yum, 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 yum.
Mm-hmm. God damn. Steve.
Yes.
Steve, is this the guy we were talking to?
Yes, Steve. 350 pounds, 5'11". Where are you, Steve?
I'm in Chesapeake, Virginia.
Chesapeake, Virginia. You know, that's one of the places when they do the weather, when they say the snow's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say that to you the other day, Robbie? Yeah. I said, have you ever in your entire freaking life heard of Chesapeake Beach? I've never heard of it. Where's it at?
It's actually in Virginia Beach, but it's a little section of Virginia Beach. I don't know exactly.
Yeah.
It's like between Virginia Beach and North Carolina.
See, the guy can't even explain where it is. He's there.
It's not near Chesapeake, then.
What station?
No, Chesapeake's a big city. I'm nowhere near the coast.
What station do you listen to our show on?
The 1450 AM, The Buzz.
1450 AM. Where are you exactly, Steve?
I am on Highway 17, Western Branch Boulevard.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Highway 17, Western Branch Boulevard.
All right.
Farm Fresh Shopping Center.
Ah, the Farm Fresh.
And what type of car are you driving, Steve?
A 2003 Nissan Frontier pickup.
Beautiful. And what color is
it? Pretty blue.
That's the Farm Fresh. What is it? The Farm Fresh supermarket or what?
It is. It's a Far Fresh supermarket.
Yeah. What'd you buy there?
It's called the Churchland Square Shopping Center.
Ah.
They know him by name.
And you're in front of the Farm Fresh supermarket?
I am.
All right.
In Churchland Square.
Steve-O, here's the deal. We'll give you 60 seconds. You got to sell yourself. Get the chicks out there. Remember, you're playing for the vacation.
Did we get the celebrity he most resembles yet?
To Vegas? No, we didn't. Steve, who do you think you look like?
Newman. With a beard.
Hello. Newman with a beard. I'm seeing him.
There you go.
Rob, I don't think he looks like the BTK killer.
Okay, now are you... That guy was skinny, that BTK killer. Which is
in between. Yeah.
And also, weirded me out that all the footage I saw of that guy, he had like a Forest Ranger outfit on.
Yeah, like he was some sort of like town official.
Like Ranger Hal or something.
And went on camera a couple of times to talk about things.
And worked for ADT Home Security, installing home security.
Scary. Right. Steve, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Here's 60 seconds on the big clock. No pun intended. Don't forget, give your location. Let's get the chicks out there. Let's go, Steve.
I had a whole big speech going. Let me see if I can get it out. Okay, ladies, I am on Highway 17 in Churchland.
That's the first time you said that.
Chesapeake at the Farm Fresh Shopping Center. Looking for you, ladies, because I know you're looking for me. I'm in a real pretty blue 2003 Nissan pickup truck. It's a fine-looking ride. It's mine. I have a job. I have a car. I have a place. And I have a desire to meet you, ladies. I would more prefer a skinny woman.
Sure.
But at this point in my life,
right.
all ladies, all shapes, all sizes,
no kidding.
All colors. I am a nice guy. Ladies, I'm sorry if you're looking for a bad boy. I can try to be a bad boy, and I'll bite on command, but I'm generally, deep in my heart, a nice guy. A lot of money to spend and a lot of love to give.
Good.
It's been a long time since I've been with a gal, so I got it all backed up inside, ready to burn.
Oh, yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah. That's
perhaps
maybe
you spent too much on the
bell there.
And again, he's in a light blue 2004 Nissan Excrement.
Pretty blue.
And it's
pretty blue.
Steve, yeah. it's a pretty blue.
Pretty blue.
Nissan Excrement hand. You didn't catch it the first time. I had to throw it the second time. Steve, any luck?
Not so far.
Steve, it didn't sound like you had any trouble getting that speech out.
With that 5,000-watt flamethrower of an AM station I listen to, you'd think they'd be coming from miles around.
Yeah, you would think, right. Well, just give it a second.
Hold on, Steve. Remember, we are on a 90-second delay.
Yeah,
Steve.
It's going to take a couple of minutes.
Slow down. Let's go back to Butch. Butch. Hey, Butch. Hey, Butch.
Uh-huh.
Butch in Baltimore. You have any luck yet?
Not yet.
Not yet. Nobody's shown up yet, Butch. How old are you, Butch?
Don and Mike show?
Yeah.
It's time to say hi.
All right, thank you.
All right, tell that guy he's getting in the way.
Tell that guy to pound sand. Hey, put that guy on the phone. Put that guy on the phone. Let us talk to that guy.
That's good.
What'd you say?
Let us talk to that guy that was just talking to you.
He even rolled out now.
Oh, he rolled out?
Gone already. You got to tell guys like that they're ruining your action.
Absolutely.
That's right.
They're taking away your mojo.
Butch still works.
Butch, how old did you say you were?
30. I'm 47.
47.
It just keeps getting better, doesn't it?
It does.
It absolutely does.
Hold on, Butch. You're in play.
That's Butch out at Northern Parkway and Rice Town Road.
We got to do a break. We'll come back and extend this when we come back after this short break.
47?
47.
I would have guessed it might have been over by now.
Oh, God. And hold on.
The big one, Elizabeth.
Who else is here? Hello. Hello.
Hello? I'm going to have
Hello.
One.
Hello.
Dennis?
Yeah. Hello. I'm 5'7 and 260.
Merry Christmas, Dennis.
Rob, you never forget. You never forget he's not giving us our Christmas presents
Dennis,
yet.
Dennis, we can't do anything for you until you bring the Christmas gifts.
Okay.
What happened to you at Thanksgiving?
Mark told me to pound sand, and...
Hold on a second.
Hey, Dennis, you're going to make me mad.
On Thanksgiving, don't have another tantrum, Mike.
Dennis?
Don't have a tantrum.
Dennis!
You did it!
What?
You told me to pound sand.
What do you mean I told you to pound sand?
It was the week after Thanksgiving.
Dennis, after Thanksgiving.
You were going to come down here wearing a pilgrim suit for Thanksgiving.
I know. I, as usual, I just blew up.
What are you trying to make it like it's my fault that I told you to pound sand?
Pound sand, Mike.
Why are you trying to make it sound like it's my fault?
You always do that to me.
Well, you're going to pound.
Don't have a tantrum.
Pound sand. I got that many skull away.
Dennis, have you had the pleasure of meeting Beth Ann McBride?
Oh, yeah. I got my back massage.
Yeah, you were in here getting the back massage.
I forgot that.
Oh, receiving and not giving.
So you've been on the show recently.
No, but Beth Ann is gone.
Right. There you go. Bye-bye.
Ho, ho, ho.
You know what it's called, Dennis?
Rear
view mirror.
It's nothing that couldn't change, though, Dennis. Listen to Mr. Spiewak. He knows.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Jingle, jingle, jingle as we go into spring.
Hey, Dennis.
Merry Christmas.
That's it.
Make that U-turn.
I forgot one little caveat. We all have to like the gift.
Hello, Butch. Hey, Butch, have you had any luck? Hey, dude, Butch.
Oh, I hear a woman.
Yeah.
Butch, you got a woman there?
Man, I'm getting a whole lot of people. I got a gentleman here that you said you wanted to talk to. I got a young lady here.
Oh, well, hold on. Just get the lady. We'll come back after the break. And let's also go to Steve. Fat guy on play. Steve.
Hello.
Any luck, Steve?
Hi. Not yet.
Okay, we'll come back. And we got plenty more. Mike, look at this. And what great fat guy names. Nathan. Oscar.
Wow.
Standing by to play the game. And we'll be back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Do I look any different?
No.
Well, I should because I am playing Hercules.
Hey!
They want me. They want me.
Congrats.
Oh.
Hey, what's going on?
Disney wants me.
What are they doing, a live-action version of Dumbo? Did you throw on 40 pounds, little gray makeup? You're going to be great. Hey, what are you doing, ass?
This is a warning, my friend. You do not mess with Hercules.
Okay.
I killed my wife, I killed my children, and I shall kill you if you do not temper thy tongue.
What are you, insane, Hank?
I know not this Hank you speak of. As of this day, when you cast your eye upon me, you shall see only one man, and that man is Hercules!
The Don and Mike Show. Champion hot baggers, Don and Mike.
Hello, Butch. Let's get back to the fat guys, the Highway Love Connection.
Butch is in on Northern Parkway and Reisterstown Road in Baltimore, just outside the Beltway up there at the Exxon station.
And he's doing the Highway Love Connection. And, Butch, when we last left you, we heard a woman's voice. Do we have pay dirt?
She said that she could talk to you.
She said she
could help me. And plus, I got the guy that you said you wanted to talk to.
Okay, we don't want the guy.
Just do you have a chick there?
A young lady.
Put her on.
Put her on, please.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, honey. This is Don and Mike. How are you?
I'm fine. Yourself?
What's your name?
Elise.
Now, Elise, have you gotten a look at Butch, our contestant on the Highway Love Connection?
Yes, I have looked at Butch.
And would you like to go to Las Vegas with him? Does that mean no?
I told him I don't think I would be able to go, but I would like to help him get there.
Right. Okay,
all
Jack.
Right. Right. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for nothing.
Thanks, Aunt Esther.
Like to help him get there.
Please.
You know, that's that, you know, what's
yeah, Butch.
Butch, she's not.
Yeah.
You got to have the love connection.
Hey, I understand.
Butch, Jack A there ain't going to help you out.
And she's blocking. She's blocking for you. You ought to get her out of the car.
Yeah. Get her the hell out of there.
They're all blocking. She's chubby blocking.
Hold on. Let's go to Steve.
Man, it's not going to happen.
Steve-o. Steve.
Yes, Don.
Had any luck?
No, I haven't. I just don't understand what's going on.
I don't understand either, Steve. Steve, incidentally, just to be fair, is on Highway 17 and Western Branch Boulevard. He's in the Farm Fresh Supermarket parking lot.
Mike, let's say hi to Oscar.
Oscar.
Oski.
Yeah.
Oscar.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Oscar, we're doing very well. Oscar, may we ask, what do you tip the scales at?
Somewhere between 385 and 420.
Hello, and how tall are
winner,
you?
Winner! Oh, about 5'11".
5'11".
Okay, well, let's play this game. Oscar, where are you located?
I'm at a sit-go station right outside of Cedar Rapids, Iowa. That's right, the mighty 1630 KCJJ.
All right. Someone from Iowa can play this game.
Where exactly? Do you have street names for us? Outside of Cedar Rapids, you're at the Citgo?
Well, yeah, I'm at a Citgo station off of the 380, exit 10. Uh-huh. I'm sitting in a dark gray 1993 Dodge Colt.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, Oscar.
Wait, hold on.
What?
The seat in my car just broke. I'm sorry.
Oscar.
Hold on.
Yeah. Oscar, don't be fooling with us now.
When the person walks up, they will see me sitting in my car with the seat that has broken again.
All right. Oscar, who is the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I always thought I looked like Heavy D, but I've been told I look like the Nutty Professor.
Joe, hold on. Joining us now is D.A. Dumbass, Joe Ardinger. Hi, Joe.
Hi. Oscar said he was in D.C.
No, I didn't say that. I said I was driving on the highway. I am not in D.C. The cell phone has a 202 exchange.
Hey, yeah, too
that's
much.
Why.
Well, you can't play. This is
too much going on.
Goodbye. Go away, Oscar.
Goodbye. Okay. Let's go to let's go to Rocco.
What did he do?
I don't know. He's just like, Fat Oscar. Hello, Rocco.
I am on the Baltimore National Pike at Circuit City. Right near the Westview Mall. In a 2004 Nissan Altima.
Hold on a second. Baltimore National Pike.
How much
Circuit
you weigh?
City.
How much you weigh, dude?
How much I weigh? I weigh 285. I'm about 5'10".
5'10".
Okay, that'll work.
In an Altima. And you're on the Baltimore National Pike where exactly?
At Circuit City on my way to visit my buddy Chester, who has a bit of a liver problem.
All right, hold on a second. Rocco, where is the Circuit City exactly?
It is, if I am going, I believe it's eastbound. It's on your left side. It's right before 695.
What town?
Catonsville.
What kind of car?
Do you mean Catonsville?
What kind of car? A Nissan Altima.
Buzz, you said that.
Right.
Did you mean Catonsville?
Catonsville.
Catonsville. Or what? It is Catonsville, Maryland.
Yeah.
Are you an angry fat guy?
Yes, I am an angry fat guy with my good...
With you. There you go.
Hey, ass, guess what? We got a delay. Anything else you'd like to say?
Yeah, there you go.
That's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's
a bright guy right there.
Hello, Will.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Will, are you a real fat guy?
Yes, I am.
Will, how much you weigh?
I am 5'11", 315.
Welcome to our world.
That's fantastic. Where are you, Will?
I am currently at the Hill High Orchard on Route 7.
Did you say the
Hill High?
Hill High?
Yes.
All right.
Hill High Orchard on Route 7.
On Route 7, west of Pleasantville, directly across from Mike Stoneley Golf Course.
Okay. Hill High Orchard.
High Heel.
Pleasantville.
High Hitler. H-I-G-H, because he had the shakes.
Does our signal go out there?
Sure.
Does it really? That's our direction?
And don't forget, check out DonnaMikeWebsite.com tonight. See the picture of Rob with his mutton chops and his Hitler mustache.
And the celebrity you most resemble, Will?
Norm from Cheers.
I love this guy.
Hey, Norm.
Hey, hold on a second. Let's check back with Butch, who's in play.
Yeah.
Butch.
Hey, Butch.
Yeah.
Have any luck yet?
Not yet.
Huh. All right, Butch. Let's go to Steve.
Not a chance.
Steve?
Yeah, I thought it was.
Any luck, Steve?
No, a guy showed up. That was it. I'm not looking for no guys.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Pretty blue truck, and he's all backed up. Pretty blue truck in Chesapeake, Virginia.
Let's go back to Will. Will.
Sir.
What are you looking for in a woman?
I am looking for a equal partner, not somebody that's going to suck me dry like my ex-wife.
Okay, so you do have an ex-wife.
You got a good attitude.
Today is our 2-year anniversary.
You're fat and you've got a good attitude.
Yes, sir.
Outstanding.
And you look like Norm from Cheers.
Yes, sir.
And you said you're at the Hill High Orchard. You're not on one of those abandoned dirt roads of the orchard, are you?
No, I'm in a parking lot in front of the store that has the covered wagon out front of it.
Okay.
Of course.
And your vehicle is?
It's a green GMC Jimny.
Where are you going to go if you win the trip there, Will?
I want to go to Vegas.
Everybody does.
Well, all-you-can-eat buffet.
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll put 60 seconds on the clock.
Are you sure your vehicle isn't the covered wagon?
please make sure to give your location.
Oh, did we get his car? We didn't get his car.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. It's a green GMC Jimny.
GMC Jimny.
Okay, now give out your location. 60 seconds starts now, Will. Good luck.
Hi, ladies. I am 36, newly single, and I am looking for...
She's doing it right.
I'd like to go to Las Vegas or somewhere else exotic where we can blow lots of money and go see Mrs. Vargas. And I got somebody driving by honking at me right now. That's cool. And I'm in a green GMC Jimmy. I am at the Hill High Orchard on Route 7, just west of Purcellville.
Yeah, you got a few more seconds
that's
left.
That's great. You got about 30
and
seconds.
And let's see.
What's she going to love about you?
I really want to go to the Motley Crue concert. I think that was supposed to be thrown in there, too. I don't have any skeletons in the closet. I have all my teeth. And I live in my own house, and I don't live with my mom.
Do you have to use tongs? It's a hygiene question. Will?
Sir.
Do you have to use tongs?
No.
Okay. Good. You don't. And what are you looking for in a woman?
I'm looking for someone who's an equal. I'm not looking for someone that's going to suck me dry.
All right. No. God.
Okay.
Jesus.
Okay. All right. He's an angry guy.
I'm a little bitter.
A little bit.
I'm not surprised you asked for those concert tickets. You don't stay skinny when you're greedy.
All right. Hold on a second. We'll come back to you, Will. Let's go back to Butch in Baltimore. Butch.
Back to the Jimmy.
Butch.
How you doing, Butch?
Hi.
Butch, have any luck yet?
Not yet. I'm still trying.
You want to give your location again, Butch?
Yeah, I'm at the Exxon station at the corner of Norman Parkway and Rice and Style Road.
And what kind of car are you in again?
04 Toyota Tacoma pickup, silver.
Nice. That's beautiful. Butch. He's 367 pounds, 6'3", 47 years young and looking for love.
Come on now, girls. Here's Steve. Steve, where are you at again, Steve?
Yes, Don. Mike, I am at the Farm Fresh Shopping Center in the beautiful Churchland area of Chesapeake, Virginia.
Yes, a little more specific, Steve.
On Highway 17.
And what kind of car is that again?
2003 Frontier pickup truck.
Don't get lazy on us, Steve.
No, sir. Pretty blue. All
right. Pretty blue.
Pretty blue.
And then, of course, there's Will.
Like his toes.
Will?
How you doing, Will?
A couple honks, but no pull ins.
Yeah. All right. Hold on a second.
It would be helpful if these fat guys, they're in somewhat isolated areas of our
life. Hi, Mike. This is Mike.
Very good. Hi, Mike.
Very nice.
Very nice.
All right, you know, we got to get a winner in this goddamn contest.
Yeah, it's going to be very tough.
Let's bring a couple more guys into the club.
Okay.
Here's Devon. What is it?
It's Devon.
Devon, what's happening, Devon?
Not much. How you doing?
Doing great. How much you weigh, Devon?
I weigh 288, and I'm 5'8".
All right, fantastic. Where are you located? We don't have time for all the crap like we did with the other guys. Where are you located?
All right, I'm at 6411 Fort Smallwood Road in Curtis Bay, Baltimore.
Beautiful. What kind of?
Did you just give a home address?
No, sir.
What kind of car are you in, Devon?
I'm in a 2001 Chevy Silverado. It's white, and I'm right in front of the Cookie City Line Diner.
Okay.
What's the name of that diner again?
Cookies.
Cookies City Line Diner.
Okay, we'll give you 60 seconds, Devon. Sell yourself. Make sure the ladies know your location. It's for the trip to Las Vegas, the Motley Crue thing at the Hard Rock, with the suite at the MCI Center and the full bar and everything. Devon, go.
Hi, ladies. I'm 44 years old. I'm single. I'm retired military. And I haven't had a date in like 3 years because I was a little bit overweight. I weighed 310. On the 1st of January, and my New Year's resolution was to lose 80 pounds this year. And I'm down to 288, and I'm exercising, and I'm a really nice guy. The secretaries where I work just love me, because I'm like the nicest guy in the building, and I think if you met me, you'd love me too.
Huh. Yeah, now give out that location again, Devon.
At 6411 Fort Smallwood Road and Curtis Bay, Baltimore.
You say Smallwood?
Smallwood.
I bet that wood smells.
Fort Smallwood.
Is that Curtis Smallwood. Bay?
Yeah, Curtis Bay.
All right, well, you got 15 more seconds. Go ahead and let the ladies have it.
And I went to Michael Mara's restaurant up in Manassas and tried to see if I could score there. And
you're always going to have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
And I look just like Michael Clark Duncan.
All right, Michael Clark Duncan look like.
Yeah, sure.
Right. Hold on, Devon. Hold okay. on. We'll come back to you.
Okay.
Now we got to do a break. See, this is one of these things that's just going to
keep rolling. Good luck, Devon.
Keep rolling on for the whole show.
Rolling.
Let's see.
This is, we get them all in play.
Hello, Will?
I will sit here forever if I have to.
I know.
I believe that will happen.
He's in an orchard, Don.
Will? Mike, what's Will's location?
Will is at the Hill High Orchard in Purcellville, right off of Route 7. He's near the Coverway.
Come on, ladies.
You can't make this
Help
up.
Help him out, ladies. Here's Butch in Baltimore. Butch.
Yeah.
And Butch, you got any luck yet?
Nothing yet.
Mike, Butch's location?
Butch is at the Exxon station, Northern Parkway and Meisterstown Road, in a silver Toyota pickup.
How about Steve? Steve's got
nothing,
a good attitude.
I like Steve. Nothing yet, fellas.
And Steve's location, Mike?
Nowhere. No, he said the Chesapeake, Virginia, Highway 17, Western Branch Boulevard, in the Farm Fresh Shopping Center, Truxland Square, 615 different shopping center names, okay. And he's in a Frontier pickup that's pretty blue.
Pretty blue, matches his toes.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Mike. Mike.
Yeah.
New guy right now. Yeah. New guy. Mike, how much you weigh?
About 375.
Welcome to the club.
Thank you.
How tall are you, Mike?
5'11".
Mike, what's your location?
I am on at the Queenstown Outlets on the Eastern Shore. Right in front of the, if I can see it. On the entrance, the 301 entrance, I'm on the right side, right by the Prime Outlets Queenstown sign.
Okay, so you're by the Prime Outlets, I'm a little nervous, on Route 301. What kind of car are you driving?
I'm in a 2003 Silver F-150.
Okay,
Norman truck.
What is the pickup brigade?
The roof, I was thinking the same thing. All the big guys got a pickup truck. I was wondering to see what that was.
Two words, bench seat.
Okay. Because of time constraints, you only get 30 seconds, but we're going to leave you in play during the commercials.
Okay.
So, give it your best shot. Here is Mike.
All right, I'm 24 years old. I have a steady job. I have two dogs. I have my own place. I'm a great guy. Just love everything in general.
Tell them where you are, Mike.
I'm at the Prime Outlet in Queenstown, in front of the old Route 21 Outlet store.
And what kind of car are you driving?
2003 Silver F-150.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
Nobody?
Oh, come on, you got somebody.
Chris Farley without the drugs.
We'll end it there.
Wow, there they are. That's Mike, Devon, Will, Butch, and Steve. Go,
okay,
Butch.
So we've got five guys in play right now.
Looking for one of them to get a date.
Any one of them. If you want to go to Las Vegas. But ladies.
And I now the date is going to be even if the woman's not hot, right? Is anybody that gets the whole package?
Yeah.
Just a woman that'll go out with these guys. If you want to go to Vegas with either Butch, Devon,
Will,
Steve,
or Mike.
Mike. Go to where they are.
Just get there as soon as you can.
Stay tuned.
Oh, this is fun.
We'll be back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
I miss you.
Yeah, you should. You never come see me.
I've been busy.
Everybody's busy. And don't lie to me. I know your father forbids your coming down here.
He doesn't. Honest. He just doesn't want us to talk about you in the house.
Well, you can go shit in his hat. Oh, I shouldn't use that kind of talk. Don't let me ever catch you talking that way.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello. It's me, Rob Spiewak, and welcome, everybody. You've probably figured it out already. It is the best of Don and Mike. Mike had to cut out a little early yesterday, you probably remember. He's still feeling under the weather, and per his request, he didn't want us coming in and doing the show without him. We're doing the best of Don and Mike. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Everyone will be back in their places on Monday. So make sure you tune in on Monday and hear the whole story. It's pretty good. You're going to enjoy it. And until then, enjoy the best of Don and Mike. Play it.
Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
We got to find a winner on the Highway Love Connection for fat guys.
Well, we've got five guys in play right now, Don.
The first guy was Butch, right?
Butch was our first guy from Baltimore.
Hey, Butch.
Yes.
Have you had any luck?
Nothing yet.
All right, stand.
Still looking.
Stand by, because I got an alternate plan here. Mike, which guy was
the next
number
guy,
two?
The next guy would have been Steve in Chesapeake, Virginia.
Steve.
Yes, Don.
Have you had any luck, Steve?
No, I have not. And I've gotten out of the truck, and I've walked around, and I've presented myself, and but you have nothing. I don't.
Hey, all right, hold on, Big
you
Steve.
Guys, the transmitter working or what?
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's us. It's our transmitter.
Yeah, blame us, Steve.
Sure,
this thing on.
Not a, sure it's not a big, fat guy presenting himself. Hold on a second.
And now we got Will in Percival, Virginia.
Oh, right. Here's Will. Hello, Will.
Yes, sir.
Have any luck?
Lots of honks, but nobody's pulling over yet. I don't understand.
Nor do I.
Hey, what's, you know what? Why are people discriminating against fat people? We've got Devon. He's also around Baltimore.
Devon. Hey, Devon, have you had any luck?
No luck. Same thing. People just honking and saying hi, but nobody's coming over.
All right. Hold on a second. And the last guy was Mike.
Mike
right?
in Queenstown.
All right. Big Mike. Hey, Mike.
Yo, yo.
Have any luck?
Be it surprised or not, you guys are sending me to Las Vegas.
Pardon me?
I got a girl right here.
What, you've got
hold
a girl?
On. Are you kidding
yes,
us?
Sir. I'm swearing on everything. She's right here.
And this is a stranger? You've never met her before? We're gonna check into it if you're trying to scam us.
Check it off.
Okay. Put her on.
All right, hold on a second.
Hello?
Hello?
Baby. Honey?
Hi.
Hi there.
I was about to change the name of this game to Fat Chance.
This is amazing. Yeah.
Yes.
What is your name, darling? Any idea?
My name is Kristen.
And Kristen, where are you from?
I am actually from Centerville.
So you heard this guy, Mike, on the show. And
yes.
You went to see him in his car. Does he
yes.
look creepy?
No, not at all. Very attractive.
Now, Kristen, are you, with all due respect, are you a big-boned gal yourself?
Yeah, a little chunky.
You're a little chunky. Oh, yeah. It's starting to make sense a little
more
bit.
More cushion for the pushing.
Is that
more
getting,
cushion for the cushion.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble, Kristen?
I don't think any, honestly.
How about Catherine Mannheim Steamroller?
Catherine Mannheim. Mannheim, yes.
That's her.
Mannheim.
Either way, hey, congratulations.
This is so nice.
You're going to Las Vegas with this guy, with Mike.
I am.
Yes. I mean, we'll have separate rooms for you.
Well, you'll have separate rooms. Does a trip to Las Vegas with Mike sound like something you'd like?
That would be awesome.
Right. Awesome. Hold on. Listen to that.
Hold on. First, we're going to give you dinner. It says dinner for four, but because you're big boned, we'll just make it, enough portions for four, but
order
just
dinner
for two.
Okay.
Family style.
Dinner for two.
Yeah, I mean, you could knock back two entrees.
At the Hard Rock Cafe, we want to thank our friends at the Hard Rock on East Street and Northwest. Plus, you're going to get four passes into the Hard Rock Skybox Suite, MCI Center. Now, keep in mind, this is for Motley Crue this Sunday night at 7:30. Hard Rock Cafe, full menu, full bar, full on party. We love Hard Rock Cafe.
Oh, I love it.
So what you do is you go with this guy, Mike, on Sunday night. You go to downtown D.C. You go see Motley Crue. You go eat at Hard Rock. You go to their suite. And then you go to Las Vegas, courtesy of Hooters Air.
Okay.
1-888-FLY-HOOT or HootersAir.com. Thank you, darling. Please put Mike back on the phone.
I sure will.
This is a happy ending.
This is a delightfully happy ending.
Hello.
Hey, now.
Hey, Mike, this is a great happy ending.
Yeah, tell me about it, man. Tell me about it. Not only is it happy, but she's hot.
She's hot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you never know how it goes. You know how it is.
All right, well, Mike, that's have right. a good time. First, you warm her up at the Hard Rock, but you take her out to Vegas.
That's right.
Okay, well, that sounds like a plan to me, man.
Order some room service, have some
and
fun.
And, Mike, just one last thing, because I'm always, the great cynic here. You and Kristen aren't living in a trailer somewhere, are you?
Nah.
Okay, you've never met before?
No, we haven't.
All right, hold on.
Very good.
Hold on a second. Now, we still have another trip to give away.
You think maybe they cross paths at a meeting?
Chubby Checkers.
I never said that.
We have Butch, who was our very first contestant. Butch?
Yes.
Now we have Butch, and then the next guy after Butch was who?
The next guy after was Steve down in Chesapeake, Virginia.
Hey, Butch and Steve?
Yeah.
Now listen, I know you guys aren't homosexuals, but would you like to go to Las Vegas together?
Sure, why not? Why not?
There you go. I mean, you boys will have a good time. It'll be fantastic. Excuse me.
It's Vegas, for crying out loud.
It's Vegas.
For real.
It's Hooters Air Fly Away, sending you to wherever Hooters Air flies. 1-888-FLY-HOOT or Hooters Air.
Are they going
to
sit next to each other?
.com.
That's what it takes, Mike.
You got 367 and 350. It might be an interesting flight.
The airline may move them to separate sections.
I don't think they're both going to be on one side of the plane.
Hey, listen, fellas, both of you. Both of you have a great time.
And what happens in Vegas?
Thank you, Don.
Stays in Vegas.
You're very welcome. Hold on.
They're
just
delighted
a second.
With that, Don.
Sure.
Why not?
It's good. They're going out with buddies, and that leaves us with just Will. Will?
Hello, Will.
Hello, Will.
What can I say, buddies?
Will? Golly, you know, we do have these new, the iPod, what do they call that thing, Buzz? It's
the shuffle?
The iPod shuffle?
Doing the iPod
hey,
shuffle?
Hey, that can fit under my boob.
No one will know that you want it. Do you want to give our last two contestants iPods?
No, those are for skinny people. you, my friend, get the sleeve of golfdom, Don and Mike golf balls.
Thank you very much, Lee.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Hold on, please.
And we have Devon.
That's right. Devon.
Devon, are you there?
I'm here.
Devon?
Give him a sleeve of golf balls, too.
Of course. You know,
he's
probably,
out there on the links.
He'd probably like a Pie Pod, not an iPod. Pie Pod, P-I-E-P-O-D.
You got it. Look at an apple pie, and I'm there.
Yeah.
Oh, Devon, I'd give you the thing if I didn't. Give the other guy the golf ball. You also get the sleeve of Golfdom, Don and my golf ball. Golfdom, Tyson's Corner, with the game. Thank you for listening, Devon.
Thank you. You guys are great.
Thank you. Appreciate all the fat guys
calling
in today to play the game. And we'll be back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show, 3FM.
Seattle loop of the Beltway, still a long line of delays from 270 on around to Leesburg Pike about 7. DC Keno doubler days are here, playing DC's Keno 5 spot Thursdays and Fridays from 6 to 8 p.m. and win double cash up to $8,000. Play today at your nearest DC Lottery location. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, 3FM 106.7 WJFK.
106.7 3FM.com.
Did you know Cox Communications pledged $3 million in cash and in-kind contributions to establish and support 6 new local boys and girls clubs in Fairfax County? Get to know more about Cox. Call 703-480-6361.
This Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Diamonds are coming to town. Usually, being Washington's leading diamond importer, we're in their cities. But this week, the diamond world comes to us. The 10,000 Diamond Sale. All where the diamonds are. Charleston Alexander Diamond Importers in Falls Church and Bethesda. And not just loose diamonds from a half carat to 11 carats. Everything that can be done with diamonds. 2,000 diamond settings and 8,500 pieces of diamond jewelry. Our Diamond Trunk Show will show you what 50 of the world's finest diamond designers are doing with diamonds. Come to Charleston Alexander Diamond Importers Worldwide Diamond Trunk Show this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Falls Church and Bethesda. Charleston Alexander will not just be where the diamonds are, but where the best prices are. For directions and more information, go to wherethediamondsare.com or on the phone 1-800-419-GEMS. 1-800-419-GEMS.
Hi, I'm Joel McHale from E! With your instant soup. This week, Britney Spears was seen driving in a convertible with her son, Sean Preston, in a car seat facing forward. Experts say a car seat should face backwards, but we think the safest thing for Sean Preston to do is hitchhike. Despite his broken arm and reports he's seeing Denise Richards, Richie Sambora told reporters, "Tell my female fans I am single and ready to party." Put your arm in a cast and tell girls you're ready to party? Wasn't that Ted Bundy's strategy? In the reality show world, Elliot Yasmin Bleeth was voted off in another American Idol shocker. Who? Yeah, whatever. You say tomato, I say tomato. And in movie news, The Da Vinci Code opens this weekend. If you haven't read the book, here's some of the secrets the story reveals. The Colonel's secret recipe. What the deal is with Tom Cruise. And finally, Rosie O'Donnell, Boxers or Briefs. Well, gotta go. I just heard NBC canceled Fear Factor, and now I have to tell my grandma she can stop training. Watch The Soup tonight at 10 on E! Hey, Grandma, can you put down the bowl of maggots soaked in cow blood?
May is heating up, and it's time to get your Toyota ready for all the driving that comes with the summer months. Your participating Toyota dealer is offering some great service specials, like a brake service special for the Toyota suggested price of just $79.95. It includes installation of genuine Toyota front brake pads and inspection of all hardware, front and rear rotors, and drums. Have you looked at your tires lately? Are they getting worn? Now's the perfect time to replace them. And right now at your participating Toyota dealer, buy three tires and get the fourth for $1. That's right, just $1 for the fourth tire. And that includes major brands like Michelin, Yokohama, and BF Goodrich. Get them installed at your Toyota dealer and receive the advantages of a limited road hazard protection program. Installation is extra. See your dealer for details and get a complimentary Roadster gift while supplies last. All specials end May 31st. Toyota, moving forward.
Roger Waters. The creative genius of Pink Floyd is coming Saturday, September 23rd, and he's bringing the dark side of the moon with him. Roger Waters will bring the dark side of the moon to life on stage. The heart, the soul, and the music that speaks to us like no other album in the world. In addition to Dark Side of the Moon, Roger will perform other Pink Floyd classics along with his extraordinary solo work, creating an evening you will never forget. Roger Waters, the creative genius of Pink Floyd, is coming Saturday, September 23rd, live at Nissan Pavilion. Tickets on sale this Saturday at 10 a.m. at all Ticketmaster locations and online at LiveNation.com. Produced by Live Nation.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Nancy. Eric in the store today?
Oh, I'm sorry. He's at the Crawford Expo in New York till tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. All right, I'll just get with him later.
Morning, everyone.
Eric. Oh, I thought you were in New York.
Well, let me check my schedule. Yep, I am.
But you're here in Chicago.
That's right, I am.
So you've cloned yourself?
Cloned myself. No, I'm just in two places at once.
What?
Yeah, figured it out yesterday. Been getting twice as much done ever since. You slackers ought to try it.
But isn't that, you know, impossible?
Yeah. Kevin, you were looking for me?
Business takes efficiency. Whether you pay by debit or credit, Visa Business helps you get things done without having to break the laws of the physical universe. Your business is your life. Life takes Visa. Get the Bank of America Visa Business check card. It's easy. Just stop by your nearest branch and order your card today. Bank of America. Higher standards. Member FDIC.
Top three reasons I'm painting this weekend. Number three, I think Glacier Lake better represents my cool, collected side than beige. Number two, I can start painting this weekend and finish this weekend. And number one, it's one facelift that won't cost me a fortune.
Now through May 22nd at the Home Depot, get $5 off 1 gallon cans and $20 off 5 gallon buckets of Glidden Evermore paint. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. By manufacturer mail-in rebate in U.S. only. See store for details.
Have you seen those portable storage containers? They're called PODs. That stands for Portable On-Demand Storage. They're great for storing items while renovating your home, office, or any business that needs extra storage space. And they're great for moving across town or across the country. Call 1-888-776-PODS to get a quote or schedule a delivery. PODs can be stored at your home, business, or in one of the secure PODs warehouses. Order online at PODS.com or call 1-888-776-PODS. Safe, easy, PODS.
Traditionally, this is the time of year to try new things, and Bertucci's has never been one to break tradition, although we have been known to improve on it, and our new specials from Rome do just that. For a limited time, try our Penne alla Roma or Chocolate Budino Mousse, distinctively delicious specials infused with all the imagination and passion you expect from Bertucci's. Come in and see why everyone's saying, Bertucci's, what's not to love?
Order Bertucci's carryout and bring some of our passion for great Italian dishes home to your table.
The most branches, the most ATMs, and now the most convenient home loans. Chevy Chase Bank introduces Home Loan Express. It's the fast and easy way to apply for a mortgage loan. Get pre-approved and lock in a rate in as little as 20 minutes. Visit any Chevy Chase Bank branch. Call 301-987-BANK or 800-987-BANK or apply online at chevychasebank.com. Chevy Chase Bank, the leading local bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Right now, your lawn is being attacked from above and below.
Above, weeds are taking over, stealing nutrients from your grass. Below, grubs are getting ready to devour your grass's roots and destroy your lawn. Hi, this is Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. Now is the perfect time to kill weeds and grubs with the Scotts Killer Combo. Scotts Turf Builder Plus 2 and Scotts Grub X. Turf Builder Plus 2 kills weeds completely with patented small particles that stick like glue to their leaves. That's crucial if you want to kill to the root. If it's going to kill, it's gotta stick. And it deep feeds for a lusher, thicker lawn. Scotts Grub X kills grubs before they begin feasting on your grass's roots. One application destroys grubs early in their life cycle before they can damage your lawn and protects against grubs all season. Scotts Turf Builder Plus 2 and Scotts Grub X, the Scotts Killer Combo. Apply them both this weekend to get rid of weeds and grubs and get a beautiful Scotts lawn guaranteed.
I was too scared of high-speed internet for my business.
I heard it cost too much.
How could I have been so wrong? Wrong, wrong.
If you're a business on dial-up, it's time to change your tune. Because Verizon Business DSL has a new starter package and price as low as $19.95 a month. So you get the speed of 768K to do more.
Now my business is over.
As low as $19.95 a month with Verizon Freedom for Business and our one bill option. Call 1-877-DSL-2603 and start with a great deal. Call 1-877-DSL-2603 today. Verizon.
DC customers only. Requires a one-year contract. Monthly supplier FUSF and tax recovery charge. Applicable taxes and early cancellation fees apply. Speed not guaranteed. Not available in all areas. Other terms and restrictions apply.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
I'm mad. I am mad enough. And yet still very self-conscious, but I'm going to write a book. And I'm going to talk. I wanted to believe. And I tried my damnedest to believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over, and I couldn't. So what?
The Don and Mike Show.
This portion of the Don and Mike Show is a service of the Visa Business Card. Business takes efficiency, and whether you pay by debit or credit, Visa Business helps you get things done. Your business is your life, and life takes Visa.
Expertly aged, like a fine chef. The best of Don and Mike.
Help, not just anybody.
Okay, email.
Phone call.
This email is from Joseph Ardinger. I got this, I guess, 2 days ago. I think a lot of people got it. It's obviously a mass email.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to get my cell all the way down by the computer. It's also very convenient.
It looks comfortable.
But listen, I know the engineers have their hands full today because they got their exclusive with Joe Gibbs tonight.
That's right.
No holds barred.
But we already had that.
Yeah, that was part one of the exclusive.
Not just us. Larry Michael going to be on with him again
this
tonight?
This is such a circle, Jay, that this company's doing with this. And the Redskins are doing. Listen. Oh, the machine's working.
What the hell are we doing? What's
that's
going on?
Right. There you go.
So many.
What's happening?
Are they promoting it?
Yes. Well, they promoted it as an exclusive until he went on four other radio stations today.
Yeah.
The Redskins are doing, PR spin because they suck.
Yeah.
So what they're doing is they're having the coach go out, and the coach, Joe Gibbs, who normally doesn't do any interviews or anything.
The day before St. Patrick's Day. It's spring training.
I know, Mike.
Jesus,
but,
come on.
But the Redskins are concerned that they've been getting some bad press recently. You know, that people are daring to say that the team sucks and that the management sucks. So what they're doing is they're sending Gibbs out as the goodwill ambassador.
Well, don't burn him out. Let him go play golf. This is what football players are supposed to be doing right
and
now.
All of the radio stations are owned by either this company or the other company.
Uh-huh.
And the other company had Gibbs over there today. And I don't think our company knew this, that he was going to be on. He was like on WMZQ at 7.
Uh-huh.
Then he was on at WBIG like at 7:20.
That's a good time.
You know, they got like five stations all in the same building.
And so is this another deal where Larry's taking, an hour tonight to talk to him or what?
I think it's going to be out at Redskins Park. I can't imagine Gibbs is going to come here.
Yeah.
He wouldn't, you know, he would, see, this is the thing that, that's weird, why the engineers are flipping out about this. If Gibbs just came into this studio and took phone calls,
it'd be fine, it'd be easy.
There would be no problem for the engineers.
Yeah.
But they've got to go all the way to Redskins Park and try to get the phones set up so they can do it, like, from his office or his sauna or something.
They had a whole problem with that last time.
And what I don't, yeah, and it was screwed up last time. And what I don't get is the fact this company pays untold millions of dollars a year for the right, and I'm using it with the Dr. Evil parentheses, to broadcast these goddamn
right
games.
The Redskins broadcast.
Yet they don't have the cojones to say to them, listen, hold on a second, you know, first, they should just bend over, hold their knees. I'm talking out of the management of this station,
mm-hmm.
and spell the word run,
right?
Because that's what's happening with the Redskins.
Right.
Okay, you got the thing with Gibbs. You're trying to help the PR for the Redskins situation. This is supposed to be the flagship station.
Yes.
And Gibbs is supposed to be pissed at all the people that work for this other company because, like, on the sports station where they waste time talking about sports all the time, they're saying what a dope Gibbs is.
Yeah,
so Gibbs gets mad at them, which is why he came on this station
right.
like 6 weeks ago. And then he's going to come back on again,
mm-hmm.
but then out of the blue, the other radio company gets him to go on their four or five stations, and the thing that's troubling for our engineering staff, and then troubling for me, and unfortunately troubling for you, because you've got to listen to this crap, is the fact that our equipment is still broken, and they can't fix it, because they got to work on getting the goddamn idea, whatever they are, lines, the technical
whatever.
Stuff, yeah,
yeah,
out at the Redskins Park, because nobody at this company's got the cojones to say, hey, you just tell Gibbs to get himself and his big prescription lens glasses to 10800 Main Street tonight at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Bring Muhammad to the mountain.
Yes.
Well, you do know the way around. So that's what they're doing? They're going out to the park? That's what they're doing?
Yeah. So the engineers, I passed Tony.
I just... Bacardi Limon.
Tony Day. I passed him out of the hall on my way in today. I said, Tony, what's happening?
He says,
yeah.
It's up day to day.
He said, oh, football. It's football day. I don't like football day.
It just seems to me that we did it. We had it.
Right.
I thought all the questions were answered.
No.
And, you know,
people, I mean,
couldn't
people
get out
are thinking
on the
about
phone.
It's the Final Four.
And
that's
what people
also,
are thinking about.
Hold on a second. Get back to how screwed up this place.
Yes, of course.
One at a time. So, Tony.
Tony Diggs.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs. I see him in the hall, and I say, what's happening? And in a roundabout way, I want to ask him, because he's the engineer that I can talk to. And Tony works his ass off.
Yeah.
I got no complaints with Tony.
No,
I mean, he's
no.
just pulled an 8,000 direction. So when I yell at the engineers, he kind of gets, like, a free pass, because
mm-hmm.
I know he's really trying.
Mm-hmm.
And all I've asked is for this one piece of equipment just to be moved 12 inches. Would really help me out tremendously doing
mm-hmm.
the show. So I come by today, and I'm leery of getting in a conversation, because the last time I screamed about the engineers, about they don't do anything, so I come through the door today, and I'm thinking, oh, there's Tony. I can broach the topic with him about, have you moved that piece of equipment, 12 inches. And I said, Tony, he goes, oh, I'm not feeling good. Football night. It's football night.
Yeah.
Football night. And this whole place goes upside down
mm-hmm.
so that they can get a line out to Redskins Park.
Well, nothing's been the same since he left that day.
Oh, Rob, I hate you.
For the skin slowly faded away. We know he loved it.
Oh, God.
He loves the fast track, but in Redskins land, we're glad he's coming.
But the truth is,
as Redskins fans, we're not trying to be glib.
Okay.
But look out, Dallas, our coach is Joe Gibbs. We love your legacy.
This town man lives in the past like no other town.
Anyway, they're bringing him out like the puppet, and you're not Gibbs. I mean, you know, did you say, you know, well,
how much of this is the coach, and how much is pressure from the front office?
It's all Snyder.
I think so.
It's all Snyder, and that's what I'm saying. He's got the power to push Gibbs out there and say, okay, now listen. This morning you're gonna go at the country station,
mm-hmm.
then you're gonna be on the oldie station.
I mean, do you remember back in the day? Speaking of living in the past. When the Redskins were kicking ass and taking names, do you remember PR tours during the month of March?
No,
I don't.
Of course not.
You didn't
unusual.
Hear from Joe Gibbs until training camp and then when the season began.
This is why this company plays it all wrong. The Redskins are super on the defensive right now because the people of Washington are realizing
yeah.
tickets are overpriced, the
right.
team stinks, we got a baseball team now. We got other stuff that we can do. Not
sure.
that not that people won't love the Redskins.
No, but I mean,
you've
heard the statistics for the Nationals as far as the way they're drawing. I mean, they're doing real well.
So for the first time in like 10, 15 years the team has sucked now, people are actually saying, boy, Redskins suck. So Snyder is going out of his mind to overcompensate. Get the coach out there. Get the coach out there. Get him on every
station. But don't you agree that the average football fan, the average dedicated Washington Redskins fan in this city could care less about a PR campaign?
No,
they care about what's going to happen during the football season.
Here's what they would like to hear. They'd love to hear the coach actually take phone calls from listeners. But what you're going to get, if you happen to hear this pablum, which has already been spewed on four of the radio stations today, which, incidentally, Hello Infinity, makes it worthless to us.
It's not
as a company. The guys, Joe Gibbs, has been a whore this morning. He's been a whore. A whoa. He's been a whoa. He's been on all these other stations. Mm-hmm. It's like every other disc jockey in town.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
God bless him.
Every other disc jockey in town has made love to him already today. Mm-hmm. You know, by the time he gets to Larry tonight, God knows what shape Larry's going to be in, what shape the coach is going to be in. She just say, you know what, you know, shove it. You got him on the other stations, that's great. Because tonight, when they say Coach Gibbs will take your phone calls, it's not that the calls are screened. They are screened. The calls are super double, triple, quadruple screened. You know, God forbid that anybody say, hey, you know, you do have the highest ticket prices in the league, and you know, you do stink, and what's the deal with Lavernia's calls? I guarantee that call ain't getting through.
I think the issues that the fans of this team have are not necessarily with the coach, but the overall experience.
So especially
the diehard fans that go out there and really support the team.
In summary, here at WJFK,
mm-hmm.
here's what we screwed up today. Mm-hmm. We're having Gibbs on tonight, but he's not going to be here at the station.
Mm-hmm.
He's already whored himself out to four other stations, so what the hell are we promoting this like it's a big friggin' deal? I mean, he might as well go down and be on the police radio today. He might just go everywhere today.
Kind of, you know, puts a kibosh on the exclusivity of the situation.
So, you know, way to go on that. I'm sure Larry won't have a stick up his butt tonight. I'm sure Larry will be loose as he always
relax.
Is during these broadcasts.
How are you?
And this piece of equipment is not moved yet.
No.
Only because they're working overtime to make sure that the goddamn Joe Gibbs, whatever it is, happens tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you next week. For the chat, for the employee chat.
And I hate to, you know, kitchen sink with you, but speaking of American Idol, I'm mad about that fact that Beth Ann came in with.
Well, nothing's been the same since he left that day. Momentum for the skin.
I'll say this, though, about that. Even if they've got a limited amount of songs because of contractual obligations, there had to be better selections.
I agree.
Than those morons could have made last night.
Look out, Dallas.
It'll be a great show tonight. Is he going to be speaking the truth tonight?
Well, he's yours.
I don't want him.
There's Judge Melville.
For God's sakes. What about you?
Bend over.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I told them to do. It's spell run. That's what they're saying to the Redskins right now.
You look like the vermin-ridden son of a bitch you are.
Okay.
Wow.
Anyway, they got to be having someone who's not helping these moron contestants saying, listen, you're picking a song that nobody's ever heard of before.
You know, I can see your point there, but the more I think about it, I'm thinking, I'd love to see that list.
Yeah.
If they're cheaping it out, if they're doing it on the cheap, I'd really like to see
besides the Beatles.
You know, it's similar to karaoke bars.
Okay, and
you go in there and you see the list.
That's just what I'm thinking. Even think back to a crappy karaoke bar that you were in, where maybe you don't get the Beatles or maybe you don't get the Beach Boys. Right. But still, there have got to be some songs that better represent the 60s that would be better to perform on TV than the crap they did last night.
God.
But I loved it. I loved it as much as mad as they made me.
Right.
And really, you know, they're getting to the DJ part of me when they say it's going to be music of the 60s.
Yeah, I know.
And she comes out to sing When Will I Be Loved by the Everly Brothers, which was a slow to mid-tempo record until Linda Ronstadt redid it. She could have done that on 70s night,
and she
not
didn't
on
even
60s
do a very good Linda Ronstadt impression.
No, she didn't.
Although in fact, none of them did. You know, did songs. I just didn't see anything that blew me away.
So after last night, you're not watching anymore.
Okay, you're
it's
funny.
It's addictive
Buzz.
Television.
Yeah. You're funny, Buzz.
Just checking. I ducked out a little bit and then came back last night, and it's addictive.
Didn't you like it, Judge?
Well, now that we got that cleared up.
No. All right.
Yeah.
Phone call.
Hello, Don and Mike. You nailed it that time, Mike.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hey, do you think that part of the American Idol thing is that they want to keep the money to spend it later on better songs further along in the competition?
Not a chance.
Get out of here.
Poor man.
Get out of here.
We'd like to ask you some questions.
Yeah, I know. I didn't want to answer his question.
I am.
Dumb question. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Tony O'Shaughnessy from the south side of Chicago, Irish. Wanted to wish you guys a happy St. Paddy's Day.
Tony O'Shaughnessy.
Just a random Irishman calling in.
From Chicago. I used to live out in Baltimore. I miss your show. I just wanted to say hey.
Tony O'Shaughnessy.
Yeah, south side Irish. Wish
that's
you
the Chicago way.
Yes. He puts one of yours in the hospital, and you put one of his in the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
You know, and that's a movie that every once in a while surprises you, like on 512 on Cinemax.
Right. Stopping Point.
That one will show up, or, you know, Goodfellas has been showing up a little bit recently.
I have to tell you again, though, this morning it was the same thing. You have somehow influenced me, and I am addicted in a weird way to The Cat in the Hat. It is highly disturbing.
It's not disturbing.
I even TiVo'd it when he was serious about something, and he has a serious look at the camera.
That's because
I think that's what I'm enjoying is that he plays the camera so much. That's what it was lost on me in the movie theater, but now it's different.
See? You and me. Look at that. Can I tell you something? I don't want to sound like Johnny Faggot again here.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have that connection with this one. You don't like Cat in the Hat, do you?
Never sat through the whole thing yet.
Screw him.
Right.
Screw him, Mike. Hey, it's our party, and we'll cry if we want to.
You haven't seen the part where Alec Baldwin picks his navel?
No.
Okay, you're missing that.
Maybe I will see.
How about his great purple suit?
Yeah, his purple suit, he's fantastic. And his girdle and his fake teeth. It's pretty good stuff.
See?
The part I watched this morning, we got a phone call.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, I got a point what you guys are talking about with American Idol. The funny thing is that Randy, Paula, and Simon keep telling all these contestants, you got to pick better songs if you're going to win this contest.
Right.
But they're only giving them a crappy list of songs to choose from. How are they supposed to improve?
I agree. I mean, somebody ought to read it. I'd love to see the list.
I think it's fixed.
Right. Well, I wouldn't be surprised, Buzz.
Yeah.
I really wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
My only complaint with Bo Bice would be, dude, I think you're talented. But what are you doing with the mic stand? I mean, that was a little for me.
Yeah,
over the top with the mic stand.
He has definitely got a better voice than the other guy. And the other guy, who, you know what?
Oh, and his team.
And they're playing into this. You're God's gift to women. I'm sure that all the ladies will vote for you. Knock it off.
I know.
Stop telling him that. That's why he's like pursing his lips and going, ooh.
But I got to tell you something. Last night, Frida said again, she just was, that she watched and then she didn't watch, but
right.
She walked by when he was on and he was really just butchering, doing an abortion of, you made me so very happy. And she stood there for a second and she said, I told you, he's the cute one.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, look at his teeth. She says, just look at him.
The guy does look a little scarier.
I'm telling you, girls
Bo
like
Bice.
Him. Bo.
Bo Bice. Isn't that his name? Isn't
yeah, Bo Bice.
Bo Bice looks like the kind of guy that, you know, you'd find like if you went to some of the finer penal institutions.
Well, it was Bo Bice.
Bo Bice.
Bo Bice. Spinning wheel. Why not Heidi Ho?
and I don't want to be, you know, for anybody that's ever had a tracheotomy, no offense, but
of course. Not taken, Mike. I know the boy sucks.
It's looking like another part of the body when you watch that thing when he's singing.
I
can't stop staring at it.
That's kind of.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah. It's just kind of, you know, kind of moves.
You're just staring at it.
Yeah. I stare at it every time. I can't get by. How about a turtleneck?
Stare at his throat.
How about a turtleneck? Really? Sing something with a turtleneck on.
Do you think the Pope's neck looked like that?
Probably.
Yeah.
Kind of
the Pope
had to pop a hole in it.
The Pope just had that done.
Well, I think in the Pope, they glued a ruby in it. So.
I mean, they have good ones and bad ones. Don't you see people that have trach scars sometimes? They're like a little thin scar.
Uh-huh.
His looks like, you know.
Hot.
Okay. His looks like they did it with PVC pipe.
Well, he's from Russia, so I'm sure they did it with like a broken vodka bottle over there. They don't know what they're doing.
Okay, thank you, Rob. We have a phone call.
No, we don't.
That's not strictly true.
Is that Joe's email?
Yeah, Joe's email.
I knew that.
Joe's email. Here we go. So it says, and Buzz, I'm going to need you to go to Joe's website.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Here's the email from Joe. Hey, everybody. Please visit my website, joearinger.com. download my latest release, Midwinter Song, for free, and proceed to put it in your iPod or send it around the globe to your family. Put it on Kazaa or Napster, if you like. I need your help to take the industry out of the music industry. Thanks to all of you for emailing me the past couple of months since I released Mall Traffic. Your response was greater than I thought it would be. Please tell your friends and link them to my site. I've had some conversations with friends and family who say I should charge you to download my music. This is Joe, incidentally, we're talking about, Mike.
Joe.
See, because I have to sit down to read this to get to where the computer is because of the Joe Gibbs Show, and I can't make eye contact.
What was that
with...
last sentence that you read? I've had some friends and family that have suggested...
Buzz, turn it down.
All right, I hear
please
song stylings of Neil Young in the background.
Yeah. Please tell your friends and family and link them to my site. I have had some conversations with friends and even family who say that I should charge you to download my music.
Mm-hmm.
I can see at this point, I just don't think I'm going that way.
Good.
Actually, I'm sure I'm not. Hopefully in May 2005, I'll release an EP entirely for free.
Cool.
I'm convinced that this is the way of the future of music. Call me crazy or not, just email me back. Regardless, as you may have noticed, there is a button on my website called Buy Stuff. Soon you'll be able to buy some stuff, but not my music. I'm coming out with a very cool Joe t-shirt that I designed.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be silk screening myself and other funny stuff, too.
Good.
More on that later. But the bottom line is, if you want to buy them, you can. If not, that's fine, too. But you got to want one. On a technical note, please realize when you download an MP3, as my songs are, you can change the way it sounds with some simple adjustments on your software depending on what you have.
Mm-hmm.
The way you get the full range of the recording, I know that my web guy has allowed for it. I've done it myself. Enjoy that aspect of it.
What?
In closing, I've had hits to my website from a lot of interesting places in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to the .gov people from around the globe. Thanks to the .edu people. As I know, school can be tedious, whether you're a student or a professor. I know some of you media cats are checking in as well. I especially love the hits and downloads that are obviously coming from the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
Your company's high speed to burn the songs to disc or whatever. Stick it to the man.
No.
I won't tell. One thing I would love confirmation of is that someone is sending these songs to our soldiers all over the world. Joe.
Nice.
Actually, Joe.
For those who serve.
I've been in Iraq for a year and a half.
Thank God I
just received this song.
It kept me going.
I'm going to make it through. I was involved in the prison scandal. But I was there for the Naked Pyramid. But this
song
was
an awful drive, but now, oh my God.
Hold on a second. Stick it to the man, I won't tell. Okay, then the part about setting it over there. Actually, tell your sons, daughters, mothers, fathers to come home safe and soon. Until May or so, thanks again, Joe Ardinger. So I get this email. Okay, what the frig is this? And it's songs.
Yeah.
And you know what we're going to need? We're going to need the actual lyrics. The lyrics,
okay. The lyrics,
please. So I wanted to point something out. So let's hear what, because I got this just like...
So this is the brand new song. What's it called? Midwinter Song?
Yes.
Midwinter.
Yeah. And I got this just like as a mass email, because I guess I'm on Joe's mailing list.
Midwinter.
So
Midwinter Song by Joe Ardinger.
Joe's not charging for this. This is free to you. He will have silk cream t-shirts.
Very good.
It's midwinter, and the days are getting longer, but the nights aren't any shorter without you.
I want to send this to Baghdad.
And it's 5 o'clock on the Friday night. The sun's been out and shining bright. Still I haven't got a clue of what I'm trying to do.
It's good. Is it Mike?
Yeah, I like it.
Getting ready for some boy band.
Imagine our guys and gals over there fighting for freedom and democracy.
They just need a little pick-me-up, a little lift.
All right, I heard enough, Buzz. I mean, I know I hit record in the first 5 seconds.
Yeah.
So anyway, I hear it and I go, "Oh, it's a smash," and then I go to the lyrics, and this is where I am going to pick the only bone that I'm going to pick with Joe.
All right, very good.
Because as you heard from that email, he's got quite the following.
Mm-hmm.
We're so happy to have. Hi, Joe.
How are you?
How are you anyway? We're so happy to have a spinoff finally from the show.
Yeah, absolutely. A musicologist.
I forgot to mention in the email that you'll be able to get Joe and your ringtones, too.
Perfect. Ringtone? Oh, so people can actually have.
No.
So,
psych.
Psych.
I'm
well, really, I mean, you know, you're sending them overseas, Joe. Yeah.
Well,
around the world.
I got the email. Wanted to read it on the air and share it with everybody. And then
I appreciate it. I like that email.
Yeah. And then I get the lyrics to your song here, the Midwinter song,
mm-hmm.
that great one we just mm-hmm. heard for all the troops. And here's my only thing. I got a hang up about the way that certain words are written.
Right.
Like, for instance, in the line of the song, and this is from your website, I know you're home getting ready. I don't know about you, but I would spell that Y-O-U-R-E and throw an apostrophe in there somewhere. I wouldn't spell it Y-O-U-R. I know, well, it's easier.
Well, you're saying you are home.
Right.
Well, right.
I know. Well, there are always typos on my website.
Okay, but it's...
Is that part of the charm, Joe?
Well, we don't exactly have the editorial board from the New York Times, so...
Okay, well, but it's
some
just...
things do slip through.
Okay, there was more than with their accents, one, two, three, just maybe three or four times when it's your... It's like, I go back to Joe Theismann when he autographed that book.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, you wrote, Don, you're the best.
Right.
He wrote Y-O-U-R, and it should have been, you know, Y-O-U-R.
We brought that up to Joe the last time after all these years, and that's why the interview was so brief.
I am bringing that up to you now, Joe.
Well, if you give me just a second, I don't know if it was me or the webmaster that may have, in translation, messed it up. But I don't need to blame him. I mean,
I'm just trying to help Joe.
Shoestring budget as it is.
I couldn't tell. I'm just trying to help Joe. I'm just trying to help. Because, you know,
when are you going to have the T-shirts up?
Probably a week or two. I don't know. So we do this very slowly.
So this has been quite. So this is quite the side biz for you.
Not really. It's just fun.
Okay.
I love making silk screen T-shirts, so I just want to make some. So if people buy them, it'll be great. I'll be able to make them.
So Joe, the people that buy your T-shirts, everyone's going to be handmade by you?
Yeah.
All right.
I was making some this morning, actually.
Hey.
You got to bring one in sometime.
I will, actually. I've got some fresh shirts coming in, hopefully this weekend.
We have ours. We have ours made with, like, those kids that make 1 cent a day over in Bangladesh or
somewhere.
Yeah,
when they're not making soccer balls.
I had to pay the Chinese 6 cents an hour.
When they're not making soccer balls, they're making...
20 hours a day.
Joe? Why do you always talk when I'm talking on the show? Just out of curiosity.
Who's this?
This is Mike, Joe. I'm glad you like that, Buzz. Joe, don't do that anymore, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
And now I forgot what I was going to say. Mallet head.
I guess because you're in my bad ear and Don's in my good ear.
Yeah.
Joe.
Yeah. Hey, well, let's make it not like that anymore, okay?
I'll switch the channel to Manum.
Thanks so much.
I wouldn't mind being in your bad ear sometimes. I kind of like
it. I think he's got two good ears. I think we can tell by the song.
Mike, I know you're feeling slighted, but
yes.
I want to tell you there are many times that I wish I would say something to Joe and he would just not respond.
Yeah, it finally got to me a little bit.
I don't think he's doing it on purpose.
I think it's subconsciously, deep in his subconscious.
It's a country song, you know?
Yes, I understand, A.H.
Ah.
Yes.
You call him Asshat now?
Asshat, yes.
Asshat.
Yes, absolutely.
See, I know what's going on here. Oh, we've got a break.
What?
I know what's going on.
What's going
Mike
on?
Mike still thinks that you're mad about that thing at Mike's restaurant a year ago.
Oh, jeez, I'm so over that. That was 364 days ago.
I actually invited Joe to make it right after a year's time.
You're always going to have people waiting for you at work tomorrow night.
See, but I mean, I did. I went out yesterday, and you know how I invited you guys, and
right.
I invited Joe. And,
okay.
You know, and Joe, I said I would make sure that what happened last year...
Happened again.
No, I would not.
See?
I would never do that.
See, there is that little bit of underlying with the two of you, Kat.
I don't know what it is. Well, maybe there's something there. I don't
dispute
that.
Did you invite him as a guest or as a performer?
Because you could do a song.
I had no idea that the Midwinter song was already released.
He could do a song cheering up our troops in Baghdad now.
Right. He's lying, Don. He actually had me booked because he got my phone last week and he was over the top over it.
Yeah, we're at Joe's doing 4 hours tomorrow night,
Joe.
As a matter of fact.
Hope he knows the unicorn song.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck with your website.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's different than his other song, Shopping Mall or whatever.
Mall traffic.
Yeah, very different, really.
And also different than his version of I'm Not in Love, the 10cc song.
That's right. I enjoyed that one.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, he's Joe. Who says we don't have a farm team around here? Look at that. Yeah, you know, the next time...
Would that be A ball or double A or triple A, Don?
What's below that, Mike?
I think there is a league below A ball.
I know there is.
There's some. I forgot what they call it, you know.
You know, instructional league. It might be like winter ball in Puerto Rico.
No, that's good baseball. I think it's instructional league. I think it's what they send the guys that aren't ready for the minor leagues. Yeah,
okay. So guys that couldn't make it at A level,
they got to go back down. I think they go down to the practice facilities and play in instructional games.
Well, Joe, that's where you are. standing on the...
Is the song Midwinter Song or Midwinter?
I think it's Midwinter Song. Is that the name of it, Buzz?
I'm looking at
you like you're the expert.
That's right.
I already threw the goddamn thing away.
That is the Midwinter Song is the name of it.
Well, Joe, someday you'll be called up, as they say, for a cup of coffee.
Scott Peterson won't be around to hear Joe's next release. He gets a cup of coffee in the bigs once in a while.
Yeah, he does.
He comes up for a cup of coffee. I love that baseball jargon.
Do you even get that, Buzz?
Was that Bull Durham or something like that?
God, that's like from Ball 4.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a cup of coffee in the big leagues.
Ball 4, which is a book, for some reason, that I will read and read. It's been like a year and a half since I read it, and I was looking for a book to read the other day. I started reading Ball 4 again.
Right.
That book by Jim Bouton, it's as great today as it was way back in the day.
Is there anything in Ball 4 that even alludes to guys...
steroids? No.
No, because I've asked before steroids. No,
they're all just getting drunk and hanging off chandeliers, right, and climbing around hotels and going to the bathroom on birthday cakes. And it's just fantastic.
Very good.
And we got a break.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Rocket 99, rocking the restoration.
Adam, it's 8:30 on the reservation with Ernie Starr. Good morning, here's some AC/DC to get your day started right. That's a flip of a switch. On the reservation, hottest rock for Rocket 99, AC/DC. All right, rock and roll. It's Ernie Scarring with you this morning. How you doing? Reservation time to get up and get at 'em. If you got a job to go to today, it's going to be tough if you're working outside. Not a very good day. Kind of gray, kind of overcast. Let's take a look at the forecast.
Reservation weather.
As a matter of fact, 30% chance of rain today. Look for a high of 6, low overnight tonight of 0, and a chance of frost. Cover up the stinkweed. Winds west today, 37, gusting to 55, 40% chance of showers. So overnight tonight, weekend's going to be cloudy and cool. Stay in and stay warm today if you can. 6 degrees right now.
Rocket 99.
Are you ever bothered by itchy feet and foot odor in your moccasins? Well, no problem. This is Ernie Catface for Dr. Shaw's Foot Powder. Now, you can get your very own foot powder right at the Brocket General Store. Sprinkle a little bit in the moccasin, and it rubs out the greeblies in there. If you haven't taken a bath for a couple of days, just put it in. No problem. There's a big sale on it. And you can pick yours up for only $14.99 a bottle at the Brocket General Store, 14th Avenue South, down by the Big Teepee in Brocket. Ever find yourself sitting around wondering, hey, what are we going to do tonight? Well, wonder no more, because you can get ripped if you go down to the 7-Eleven and pick up Lysol spray, either unscented or plain. Of course, you can't get it in the Brocket General Store, but you can just zip into Cardston and get some at the Red Rooster. And if you're looking for something hot, listen, take it from one who knows. So how can you argue with that? Get down to the Red Rooster store in Cardston and pick up your can of Lysol today. Either regular or fresh scent too that comes in the blue can.
This is Ernie Crying Head for Lights Off.
23 before 9.
Of the Don and Mike Show is the service of the Hard Times Cafe. Yum! All the great food you love to eat. Great food, good people, cheap prices. Hard Times Cafe.
The best of Don and Mike.
Now, riddle me this. What do you call a sleeping bull? Answer. A bulldozer.
I do love Batman. And the Riddler.
Tacky albums.
What, tell me, what, tell me, what's the difference between an elephant and a flea?
What do you mean, tacky?
It's Frank Gorshin.
Well, an elephant can have fleas.
Oh, he's the Riddler.
A flea can't have.
And I love the Batman show. And I've always loved it. It's been my dream to have the Batman suit.
I know.
The Adam West suit. And here's the guy who's got it. His name is John Azarian. John?
Call me the Bulldozer.
The Bulldozer. The Bulldozer. Why do they call you the Bulldozer, John?
Because you're a riddle.
Sleeping Bull. The riddle we just talked
about. Oh, the riddle.
Oh, I gotcha. Sorry.
Thanks, Buzz. Thank you for paying attention.
Buzz, you're paying attention. I'm trying.
Yeah. Buzz. Listen, I love Batman. I've loved it since I was a kid. I've got the tattoo. You don't need to hear all of this stuff. But I love Batman, and the TV Batman
always
is my...
forget you have the tattoo.
My favorite Batman. He's the best. And that costume is too cool. How much is it worth?
It's worth about $300,000.
Oh. Just the Batman costume
well,
alone?
Batman and Robin together. I have the only complete original pair in the entire world.
Yes, I am aware of that. My friend, as I get deeper and deeper into the basement of the science building with you, and
is
I get more...
Is it insured,
more...
John?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, more as I can feel myself getting a wedgie as I speak to you about this, as I lower myself to the level that is the true level that is me. Have you ever smelled the suit, the cowl, the cape?
No.
Seriously?
Oh,
you've never smelled?
Think about that.
Have you ever tried on either the Batman or the Robin suit or the cape or the cowl or the masks?
I will admit to trying on the Batman cowl.
Yeah. How is that, baby?
It's tight and...
sweet.
Satiny.
Sweet. Is it sweet? Does it smell
nice
like... Does it smell Westy?
Oh, I couldn't answer that. I have no idea.
Now, John, are you a strictly a collector for financial gain, or are you a passionate Batman aficionado?
I'm a passionate collector, not just of Batman, but of many other genres. Especially
see, he doesn't have the passion you have, Don.
No. So this for you, this is, you are simply
a... It's a money-making
you're
enterprise.
You're a merchant. You're a merchant.
No,
that's
no,
all you
not
are.
At all. Not at all.
You're like Sam Walton.
Excuse me?
You're like Sam Walton.
Yeah, Walmart.
Walmart.
Yeah, I understand. No, I do this strictly out of love and the art of collecting and not for money or not for financial gain at all.
How much would you charge someone like myself... Someone who is actually mentally deranged about Batman. If I was ever in the area and I wanted to see the costume, and I wanted to maybe, God forbid, touch the cowl, would you allow it?
Sure.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Now, you're just saying that, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Really? Would you let me wear the cowl?
I'd let you put it on, yes.
Wow.
Wow. Does it have a snap or a button? I've always wanted to know this. Is it a snap or a button?
It's just a pull-on cowl. It's like almost it's a full head mask almost. You just pull it on.
But then the cape, is the cape, does that have a button or a...
what a dumb question. Zipper, Velcro. Like,
does
the cape have a button or a snap?
Yeah, that's a
why
valid question.
Why do you want to know this?
Because I watched the show for years.
Or is it a hook and eye?
The cowl has a bottom part that goes around the neck, and the cape snaps on. There are snaps on the
cape. Snaps.
That's what you were hoping for.
Yes. And, of course, it zips up the back. Here is my question. the actual Batman suit, when you take away his cape and his cowl, the cut of the top, does it come down like a standard undershirt, or does it come a bit further down the shoulder?
It's actually a full body suit. It's a leotard almost for the upper body, and then there's a pair of tights, and then the brief, which goes over the tight.
Now, Don, you said, of course, there's a zipper in the back. I did not know
that. I didn't know there was a zipper in the back.
You say, of course, like we all knew that. I didn't know. I thought,
how did you know there was a zipper in the back?
He pulled on the top and the bottom. And
I've seen a picture of him wearing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
From the back, because you never see it. Well, it wouldn't matter if you saw him from the back, because he's got the cape covered.
But, I got a picture of Adam West somewhere. It's a funny picture, where he's sitting in his Batman suit, but it's from the back. And he's in one of those Hollywood director chairs.
Right.
He's leaning over saying hello. And you can see the big zipper right down the back of his bat suit. What about
they would take the cape off when he wasn't acting because it was uncomfortable as far as sitting around in it.
Sure.
What about the
$300,000 for both?
Wow.
Now, would there be anybody dumb like me who has a lot of money, unlike me, that would... I mean, has anybody ever come up to you and said, you know, Donald Trump type or somebody who said,
I'm noticing,
I'll buy them.
I'm noticing who we're talking to here, that we're speaking with John Azarian, who has Azarian Realty located in the Azarian building. So I'm guessing, John, you got a few coins to throw around, right?
I have a good life, yes.
We got a rich guy here.
So if some guy comes to you and says, $300,000 sounds about fair to me, would you sell him the suits?
Probably not, no.
If for $300,000, you wouldn't do it. Is there a price where you'd let it go?
I was offered close to that, and I rejected it. So at this point, I'm really not considering that.
It's comfortable life. Is it Bruce Wayne comfortable?
No, unlike Bruce Wayne, I'm married and I have four children.
Okay.
Now, I do happen to know that you had Jackie Gleason's jacket, right, from the Honeymooners?
Yes.
And you did sell that one.
I did.
How much?
I won't say, but it was a lot of money.
Come on, John. That's historical information.
If the Batman suit...
Our listeners crave that kind of information.
How much for Gleason's jacket?
We have no idea.
How much? $100,000?
Is it the bus driver jacket?
Yeah.
It's the bus driver jacket, yes.
$50,000.
$100,000,
No, much more than that.
More than $100,000?
It was in that ballpark.
Okay. About $100,000.
Wow.
A little over.
And who bought that? Somebody who's going to roll up in a ball and sleep with it every night? I mean...
Probably other collectors, I would assume.
Yes, a fellow collector bought it.
Have you ever met anyone like myself who, if I had the...
Never.
I didn't ask you, Mike. I'm asking him. If I had the resources, I swear to God, if I was Donald Trump, I'd say to you right now, $300, double that, make it $600, I'll take the suits.
Right.
And I would take the suits because I would not have them on display in my home. I would put them in the closet, and every once in a while...
You'd hoard them, is what you do, like you do with all your possessions.
Stop that.
Mike,
that's a side discussion for another time. That was before the show today.
Yes, of course.
But I would put the cowl on, and I would wear the cowl. Do you know anyone else who would buy it and actually want to make it a part of the wardrobe to wear it, like, once a week?
You'd wear it out.
I would. I'm not kidding you.
I know you would.
I've worn my Batman suits before.
I have seen you wear your suit. Yeah. There's nothing makes me happier.
Because I really do have one of the plastic ones from Michael Keaton, one of the extra ones from the
movie.
Shut up.
He does.
This guy will understand this. Yes, it's a real one. You know, the whole authenticated by Warner Brothers and guys.
Rubber?
Yes, it's hard rubber, yes.
Right.
Yes. How much would that be worth?
They actually change those daily. They would throw them out at the end of the day. So I'm not sure how many days of filming were involved with that movie.
You had to say that.
That's how I got one.
You got one for like $50.
I mean, but there were a multitude.
Now, you know what that is? That's like when, I remember when Emmett Smith was going after Walter Payton's record.
Mm-hmm.
And like in between plays, he would go to the sidelines to change his jersey.
Yeah.
So then they could say after the game they would have like 20 jerseys what he wore the day that he broke the record.
Absolutely.
Same deal. Are you a nerd? Or are you a... is this your primary business, the showbiz suits?
No, not at all. It's an expensive, fun hobby for me.
Oh, I gotcha.
So what else... All right, we've talked about the Gleason jacket. We've talked about Batman and Robin.
I Dream of Jeannie.
And I Dream of Jeannie. What else do you have?
I have the largest collection of Lost in Space. wardrobe and props in the world. I have the Jupiter 2, which is 4 feet in diameter, which is awesome. It's like a big toy.
Which is spaceship. The Lost in Space spaceship.
Right, cool.
The spaceship, the round flying saucer.
4 feet. Cool.
I have every costume from that show, from every character, from all the different seasons. I have Linda Carter's Wonder Woman costume.
Wow.
How much, that one.
How much is that worth?
Is this all you guys care about?
Well, no, I mean, no, that's
fine. We have no idea what these things would be worth.
That's probably worth between $75,000 to $100,000.
And Johnny, don't you low key it, okay? We know you don't mind a buck either,
We can accept that.
You ever smell the Wonder Woman suit?
No.
Do you have a Batgirl suit? Do you have an Yvonne Craig suit?
I have most of the Batgirl costume. I don't have a complete costume, but I have the cowl, the cape, and the gloves. And
okay, here's what I want to know. How did you get all this stuff? How did you get the Batman and the Robin suit and the Lost in Space? How did you get all that stuff?
Some of the things I bought at auction from various auction houses, some from private collectors, some from the movie studios themselves, and some from celebrities.
Would you ever set up your own museum? It sounds like you're well on your way to collecting enough stuff to put on public display.
I'm actually in the process of doing that now in my home, setting up a private museum, yes.
How much would you charge for someone to come through your home?
No, I'm sorry. This is a private museum for my enjoyment only.
A private museum.
A museum is generally public.
And for my friends.
Are we your friends?
You know, you must be scary rich. You really must be like...
Do you have like the big pool?
I have a pool, yes.
Yeah, like the
big white columns outside? You know, like Mount Vernon looking?
How many square feet, John, is the house?
Oh.
Come on, you can tell us. I mean, we're curious.
It's a nice house. It's a large house.
It's a large house. Over 7,000 square feet, John?
Yes.
How you been with your tax returns? On time? You been on time with that?
Yes.
Any cash involved in all in your businesses, or is everything, you know, all above board?
Everything's above board.
Everything's above board.
John, and you know, we're just fascinated with you for some reason. When you fly, John, do you fly publicly or privately?
Oh, I can answer that.
I fly publicly.
Oh, you fly publicly?
Liar, don't lie to us.
Usually coach.
Have you ever flown privately?
No.
Oh, okay.
If you were given the opportunity, would you purchase Burt Ward, the man? If he was on sale,
if you could get him.
If you could buy him, would you buy Burt Ward, the real-life Robin?
No, I don't think I would buy him.
You would not buy him and put him in a cage somewhere?
Nobody else. I think really, in order to make
a
museum,
cage,
you'd actually have to stuff him.
Okay.
I think you'd have to kill him and
well
stuff.
He's pretty well stuffed right now.
True. That's the way I hear it.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, all I can say is you're the coolest because you've got the Batman and Robin suits.
And all that other stuff. Yeah. My God.
I don't care about that.
Yeah,
but the Batman and Robin
stuff. Wait. The George Reeves Superman costume from the 50s.
Has it got any blood on it?
No.
Still. I think that's pretty cool.
What, you
George yourself, Reeves, right?
Right.
George from the 50s, yeah.
Where is the Batman suit right now as we're talking on the phone?
In my house.
In your house?
You're not in your house?
No, I'm not. I'm at my office.
Ah. And it's on a mannequin?
Yes, it is.
I just wanted to know if you would rub the phone on it for me.
Jeez, wow.
I'm into Batman.
Yeah, I think you are.
I'm into the TV Batman. It's nice talking to you, dude.
All right, good talking to you guys.
Thanks, John.
I have to put you on hold for a second. A second. Hold on.
There you go. Jealous?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
He's got all the toys.
You know, the thing is,
he's got anything he wants.
You know, Batman means nothing to him.
No.
You know what? He's a hooker. He's a hooker. He's got all the high price stuff going. He's got the Lost in Space. He's got the I Dream of Jeannie. He's got the Jackie Gleason.
He's got a big treehouse. He's got a very big treehouse.
Yes, he does. Batman is just a small part of his universe. Mm-hmm. Means nothing to him like it does to me.
You know, strangely, I'm jealous too.
He doesn't love Batman like I do. And I'm in such a Batman mood. I've never shared with you some of my favorite Batman songs.
Really?
This, of course, is Neil Hefti.
Who? Neil Hefti.
Neil Hefti, he's the orchestra guy. That did the real. Mike, he's an accomplished musician.
And he invented the trash bag.
You know what?
Hold on.
You got more stuff?
Yeah, but I got to get my glasses out. Oh, no.
You're killing me.
Sorry about that.
I mean, you said Neil Hefti, like everybody should know who Neil Hefti is.
Atomic bat glasses
there we go.
To read because I'm getting old. There we go.
All right, so we've got that song.
Now,
is that the album from the album Batmania?
You can see.
see it, you bastard. How can I hide anything from you? Yeah, hold on a second. Let me give you a saw. Hold on.
If you need those glasses again, we'll get you a prescription cowl. Oh. Kids can be so cruel.
Holy jailbreak! Yes, sir! I'll pass that message up.
Who was that, Ron?
Commissioner Gordon, Batman. The Tickler broke out again. And he's taken several prominent citizens as hostages.
That's right, it's Adam West.
Job for the dynamic duo.
Here he is.
When you hear them, you
unlike William Shatner, when Adam West makes Batman songs, he speaks, but he also sings.
I don't want to get you upset here, but would this album be an album that was designed for children? I mean, it sounds that sounds like
many
kind
of the show's
album.
Fans
listen,
were
I,
young at
I know,
the time.
At the time,
I know
I mean,
it's your job to be funny on the show. Okay?
Now you've gone too far.
There's funny and there's funny.
I'm sorry.
By the way, Neil Hefti worked a lot with Frank Sinatra, and much of the music in the actual episodes of Batman were done by Nelson Riddle, just so you'll know.
And you knew that, right?
Not until now.
Yeah.
I can die now, bud.
This is Adam West from his album. This is Adam West. I don't think I've ever played this before. This is the one where he starts off talking like Shatner, but ends up singing. Or is it? Where's the Melanie one?
Oh, Miranda.
Miranda. Is this the Miranda one?
No.
I've only got 8,000 of them here. Hold on a second. What are you doing, Mike?
I'm just playing. I'm just playing with my...
playing with your watch.
With my watch.
Hold on. Adam West is going to sing. Does he sing here? Then he's singing this one? Oh, he talks, right. King of all the heroes.
I understand.
This is not Santa Claus. It's not the Tooth Fairy. This is Batman speaking. With this record, I'm bringing you something a little extra. Something unusual, mysterious, even bizarre. This bat disc can now be converted into a Z-ray deflecting incognito meter physiognomy. Right after this chorus, I'm going to tell you how to activate it.
But that's not his worst song.
You know,
please give the next one a try.
Go ahead.
There's one more Adam West song.
Will tonight be the night that Bruce reveals himself to...
But I should tell you that he recorded his album in 1976, 10 years after the show had gone off the air.
You know, I just realized something that we've never discussed,
what?
And it's everything in show business. There's never an original idea.
No.
You know, Putty, the character from Seinfeld.
Sure.
That's Batman. That's Adam West. I just realized that listening to
him. Imitation.
That's exactly the
way
cadence
he speaks.
And the way he speaks.
Okay, well, he's going to speak and sing here.
Okay, well, listen to him and I'll think Putty when you listen to him.
Okay, well, Mike, I always think Putty when I hear
I know.
Adam West, but it's my own Putty.
He turns the
magnificent Miranda.
I never met a girl like you before, Miranda.
Batman.
Miranda. I'd do anything for you if you just ask. Miranda.
Ask me to do anything for you, Miranda.
Miranda.
But please don't ask me to remove my mask.
It's against the code of heroes. But you know how much I love you, darling, so come into my kingdom.
Anyway, this is awful.
That is awful.
Boy, genius, what are you doing here?
Bruce, come right away. There's a job to be done. A giant octopus has run
up. Okay, it's awful.
It's a kid's album.
No, it's not.
We should have been warned.
No, it's not.
No, I'm serious.
We got a morning.
I'm serious as cancer. This was not a kid's album. What cut did you put? I got to put my glasses back
when
on.
When the night is dark.
Is this Earth again?
You're fast.
Burgess Meredith.
Oh, this is the Penguin song.
In Gotham, I quietly creep.
This is an album by adults for adults.
On an innocent city, I fiendishly feed.
Jesus.
That's me.
You don't realize how rare these recordings are, though.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, mock me with your eyes.
Guy we just talked to, but doesn't
no,
have this album.
Not. Two words, time capsule.
Riddle me this.
Here we go.
What do you call a sleeping bull? Answer.
a bulldozer.
You want to hear Jen and Dean?
Yeah.
Oh, it's horrible.
This is an awful... Shut up, Buzz. This is an awful... I know you're just helping. I'm sorry. I just hate putting on the glasses every 2 seconds so I can read.
They really look all right.
Thank you. So is that shirt now that I have my glasses on. Okay, here we go.
Something from the album Batmania.
This is the great Jan and Dean doing an awful song called The Joker is Wild. Sounds like some bad beach band you'd hear on American Idol.
You know what the album needs?
Nothing. It's perfect.
More reverb.
You're being facetious, right?
Yeah, I am.
Good. Sometimes your wit's too dry.
It's that green-haired crime clown, clever and witty.
I guarantee you'll never hear this anywhere.
His sardonic smile, he schemes in the night.
Yeah.
Plotting an evil,
Jan and Dean.
Treacherous flight.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Where is Cesar Romero on that album?
Cesar Romero would not be on the Batman album.
Really?
So they had Jan and Dean just sing a song about him.
Okay, I understand, Batman.
Hello,
that Batman. Album's exclusive.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Hey, guys, how's it going? Yeah, I'm as geeky as you about Batman.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks for making me look worse here. Not like Mike's not already running me into the ground.
No, I'm curious about that. That's why I asked about the Cesar Romero.
Set the date on your watch when I'm playing that great Adam West song that no one's ever heard before.
I'm not from my private collection. I'm totally focused.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey,
hi.
Did you guys notice that the clips you were playing of Adam West sounded as though he could slide right into CTU if ever anything happened to Kiefer Sutherland?
No. No, he is definitely putty. Not Kiefer Sutherland.
He's not Jack Bauer.
Previously on 24. No. Not a bad idea, though. Of course, Bruce. It's a superhero laugh.
I think you're right about putty, though. Especially with the Jaguar goes... All signs point to yes.
And there's a movie, I think it might be The Emperor's New Groove.
Yes.
He's the voice of Putty, and where it's the voice of the guy that does Putty, and he sounds more Batman-esque in that role.
The only change you'd have to make is he'd have to say, of course, Baruse.
Baruse. Well, I love that.
Baruse Wayne.
I love that. I love that Batman suit. I swear to God, I love that suit.
Well, you know, it sounds to me like maybe for $500,000, that could be yours.
Okay, real good. How much blood do I have to sell to get a hat? How many trips to the sperm bank and the blood bank am I going to have to make to get that suit?
Just have to schmooze John Azarian, who, I'm not making a big deal about it. Come on.
Come on, forget about it.
I'm sure he's mobbed up. Hello, Don and Mike show. I'm sure he had a loaded gun in his lap while he was speaking to us.
The mob loves superhero costumes.
The mob loves money, Buzz.
Yes, I know.
Hello.
Hello, John.
Hello. Hello, are you... God, you know, forget it. We're not going to go to the phones if you're not going to say hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Hey, what?
I got a drinking game for American Idol.
American Idol drinking game.
What is it?
I do.
Scooter for Mobile.
Every time you take Randy takes a drink, you take a drink.
I like it.
The Randy Jackson drink.
I've not noticed. Does Randy drink a lot?
Every time he makes a comment, he takes a drink after a comment.
Does he really?
Okay.
Huh.
Thank you.
I'm going to watch closely.
See you later. Bye-bye. Evan, how about that great placement for Coca-Cola, for their new, whatever the new flavor is?
Yes, very exciting.
The new flavor that I'm sure will fail, just like the lime-flavored Coca-Cola failed?
No, it is lime Diet Coke failed, and now they're doing lime regular Coke is the deal.
Did lime Diet Coke fail?
I don't see it around very much, and it tasted a lot like a cleaning fluid.
Yeah, I didn't mind it too much.
God bless them. I love their product.
I think Diet Coke is Diet Coke. Why mess with it?
I want to get that Coke couch from the Red Room.
On American Idol?
Isn't that a great couch?
I've never noticed the couch. It's a Coca-Cola product?
Yes, it is. It's got a big swoosh on it, the Coke swoosh.
But that's about $300,000.
That's right, and it comes with a cowl. Prescription cowl.
Hello, who is this? I don't know. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, I'm wondering if you got the Joe Gibbs song on that album.
The Joe Gibbs song on the Batman album?
Yeah, because, you know, they're... equally talented.
Okay, I think every
you're mocking my
every song song on Batman should start with well.
you're mocking my Batman song, but you're
well. Nothing's been the same since he left that day.
Right.
Momentum
yeah.
for the skin.
Exclusive tonight. Away. Exclusive.
yeah. Redskins land. We're glad he's coming back. Our coach is
Joe. Okay, no, these two cannot coexist.
Wow.
Terminate program now.
That's music.
Music for Scooter.
Phone call.
Just terminate program.
Baby Blues.
Baby Blues.
Hello, Don and Mike. Wilma.
Hey, Don, I have that album, and I got like four others. Do you have one that they sold in the supermarket, like in 1966? I got it at 4 years old, and I still have it, and I love it.
The original album?
This album was called was released by The Markets, and you could only get it in the Super Bowl.
Hold on just a moment.
The Markets.
Yeah, but hold on. I'm losing Mike now. We're gonna We're gonna go to break. I can tell that that's the one. That
I thought
you,
I was.
That's the one that put you
that
over
call,
the edge.
That call.
Okay.
Almost, yeah. I was with you. I mean, I was strong with you right up to that point.
Right.
And it was the delivery too.
Hello.
But I was.
However, I found it very interesting. I will talk to him off the air.
Yeah.
I never talked to any of you people off the air.
Let me this. What do you call?
Oh, shut up. Hello.
Hello.
Not in my...
How are you?
Hi.
I just want to let you guys know how much I appreciate the show, and I really wanted to tell Bun.
Yeah.
Kind of oversighted, I think, a lot of times. His humor is just impeccable.
Kind of oversighted?
It's oversighted. Well,
I have glasses for that.
We've got to change his prescription for that.
Oversighted.
So thank you.
Do you mean overlooked?
No, I want to say oversighted because that was humor. That's something Buzz would say, and I just wanted to let you guys know.
Hold on. You're trying to save it, and you can't save it.
No, you gotta take your medicine here. Buzz would never say oversighted because I don't believe it's a word.
It's not a word.
Right.
Okay.
But thanks for the sentiment. Now go quietly.
You, keep up the good work.
Go quietly.
We disagree. Buzz is not funny.
There you go. Not at all. Buzz, you don't like those kind of fans, do you?
I don't. and I try not to be funny.
Oversighted.
What is this? Oh, God. It's all my people are calling now, Mike. These are all the people you'll hate.
Phone call.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Don, that guy sounded kind of tight about his Batman memorabilia, but do you think he'd be a Dream of Genie in Wonder Woman costume for about 15 minutes or so?
You know, this guy's phone was breaking up. I don't know what he was saying.
Something naughty.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, they're all calling now.
It was something that involved pleasure. Yeah.
All these people, you see all these lines ringing, Mike?
Yes.
All these people have dirt under their fingernails.
They're all your Batman people?
I know. These are all my Batman people.
Why don't you humor yourself? I mean, really?
No, we're doing a show here, for God's sake.
I understand.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hi. You know what that sound is?
What sound?
Millions of radios being turned down.
That's okay, stealing
Simon.
Your line.
I know, Simon. No. Well, Simon said it last
time. Well, Simon got it from you.
Love you, Buzz.
Thank you, sir. Another love call for Buzz.
Wow. Just embarrassed.
Phone call.
Troubling. Hello, Don and Mike show. Troubling.
Howdy there.
Must write note to self.
Disturbing.
Why do people like Buzz more than us?
Troubling.
Or no, addendum. Why do people like Buzz more than me? People like Mike. Addendum.
People, remember, people like Buzz the most.
Why does only Rob understand me? Don and Mike show.
Thank Rob for keeping Gorgie away.
He had a run-in with the sales guy, Paul Gorgie, today.
That's when I came up with Rob's new nickname, the guard dog.
Oh, are you there? We got to break Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how much of an Adam West fan you are. Do you know the name of the superhero that Adam West is currently playing on TV?
See, Mike, I know it's a cartoon thing.
Do you know?
No, I know it's on Cartoon Network. I don't know who it is, though.
Oh, come on. You're a real fan? You don't know this?
No, I don't. What is it?
Okay, the name of the character is Chin on the show called Fairly Odd.
Okay, see, I told you. These are all the people I didn't want to take those calls.
And now we'll never know.
Oh, come on.
Basement of the science building.
How can he get up in the morning?
And Buzz, when you said, now we'll never know.
Yes.
That was like your oversight humor. I'm just pointing out.
Oversight.
No, I want to know.
Gotcha. No, see, you just did it again.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that's your... We are now pointing out Buzz's oversight humor.
I enjoy Batman, I enjoy Adam West, and I want to know what he's doing now.
Of course, Bruce.
No, you don't.
Now, as you know, the San Diego Zoo is one of the finest zoos in the world, and we've had this young lady on the show very often the past, I guess, 7 or 8 years she's been appearing with us.
9 years.
Hmm?
About 9 years.
Right, yeah. Several plus several will be about nine.
You said 7 or 8.
No, I said, no, I didn't say 7 or 8. I said several.
Then you said 7 or 8, and I said,
oh, did I?
Nine.
Yeah. Nine. Good, thank you.
Yeah. Some of the animals you had as babies are now 10 years old.
That would be about right.
Remember the animals that did something funny on your tie?
Yes.
Those little lions, the little baby lions, were 1 year old.
That's right.
They are now treacherous and ferocious 10-year-old animals.
Okay.
Yep.
Anyway, Joan Embry is here tonight.
And she's now 32.
That's right. Joan is an animal handler and a trainer. And you really think you're fooling everybody, don't you?
No.
And she
I'm
also...
I'm just here to do my best to help you.
I know that. And she does her 3 horse shows a day. Did you know that? At the animal park.
Boy.
What?
What an exciting idea.
Would you like an army cot or something? Maybe just a... Kind of catch up on a little little nappy poo? Just might snap you right out of it. Okay.
I love Joan. I'm the only one who went down to see Joan. Doc has never seen her. You've never seen her. I went to the wild animal farm.
It's all right. It's all right. Okay.
But you're upsetting me.
No. I don't want to upset you.
I went down, Joan, and
I know you did. That's all right.
It's fine. Don't say...
What?
I know her. I went down and...
Oh, I know you did. I know you went down there. And
I held a baby gorilla.
I couldn't go with you that week. You held a baby gorilla. Good, all right. And let's get her out here quickly. Would you welcome Joan Embry?
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.